Ladies and gentlemen, hello. We're doing a little impromptu. I told you guys we were going to do one today, but it's not the normal edition because there's no live court today. So, all right, let me see here, though. I'm trying to get my little setup here. Good morning, though. It's Friday. I'm here. I was late. I'll go into that in a minute. I noticed the fan forum has a lot of interesting theories. And one of them is, I got into an argument the other day with, it was Life Alert, actually. My mom had gotten Life Alert. And they were still trying to charge her. Oh wow, somebody just put a sticker. Finally, that's the first time I saw somebody put a sticker. Holy shit. Okay. Also, let me try to figure this out. Why is this like this? Okay. I don't know why it's hanging off the side like that, but it is. Okay. Let me see if I can fix that. I guess, how would I fix that? Let me see. That didn't fix it. I didn't fix it at all. Okay, I just have to fix it. Okay, if I just pull it over, maybe. Anyway, I'm working on this. So, I got in an argument with Life Alert, and it's just like a recurring charge on her debit card, and they were trying to make it go through, and I changed it where they couldn't do that anymore. They were arguing with me, and that's why I told them, "Fuck you! Don't ever fucking call this number again, you motherfucker." And then they didn't. But they have this interesting theory that that I'm having to like struggle for my mom's hospital bills and all this and that. I don't have to pay a single dime for any of my mom's care. My mom was a 40-year taxpayer with all kinds of fucking benefits and Medicare, and she's a fucking kidney patient. So just to clear up any misconceptions, no, I'm having to pay $0. I'm not struggling at all, really. I don't understand where that's coming from. Thanks to the generosity and support here of the Killstream and Court Retort audience. But yeah, they have this whole thing. It's like, oh, Ralph's struggling. He must be cashing out his LBC. Well, yeah, I am cashing it out and getting my money. What the fuck? They might not even be able to sell LBC later this year. If you're holding that shit, you're a fucking idiot. I don't know what to tell you. Now, maybe it will go up and be worth $1, $2. I don't know. But I know I'm getting my money while I can still get it. And so I don't know if you call that needing cash fast. I mean, I'm going to get the cash before it's not there to get. Yeah, you're exactly right. Give a fuck about, I don't know, it's just funny. It's like, well, yeah, of course I cashed it out. What the fuck, they're about to take it off Bittrex. If you're holding that, you're pretty dumb. I don't know, in my opinion. Now, if you save some to sit back on, fine. But I was, you know, I got that coin for, that's just for money. Like, I didn't get that to hold on to, so I don't know. It's just dumb. I just thought I'd weigh in on that because I saw somebody actually message me. He's like, "Is okay? Is you okay, Ralph?" I'm like, "Yeah, dude, I'm doing fine." I mean, you know, obviously, besides you know, the mega issue with my mom, but like, I'm not struggling at all in terms of you know getting by and shit. I'm doing perfectly fine. Like, it's just people just make up any old thing. It's fucking hilarious. All right, now this is not investment advice. No, it's not. Now I wanted to do a couple of the greatest hits here in the Floyd trial. I'm looking through. Who are we going to see first? I think I know who I want to see first. I have to go back. Courtney Ross, of course, going to be on the list today. Here we go. This guy needs to be on the list too, though. Let's see. Is that the dude crying? Where's his testimony? Oh, wait, here we go. Did they, like, take it off? The fuck is it? I'm looking for the MMA guy's testimony, basically. Let's see. Who the fuck is this guy? They kind of mixed it up. I thought he was direct examination Donald Williams. Day two. Continuing with Donald Williams. Am I going to have to look that up? This is pathetic. All right, let's see. Obviously, there's no live court to just turn on it. Oh, I didn't mean to. I don't even know what I hit there. Okay, let's see. This is day one. Why is it all mixed up here? All right, let's see. I kind of want to see his full cross. That's why there's clips of it that I could pull out now. Let me try this. Yeah, here it is right here. It's funny that we'd stop there. Hold on. He crossing for a minute, doesn't he? Oh, Holy shit, I didn't realize Nelson talked to him that long. Oh, this is just the tail end, though. Well, I guess we'll skip through that some. This is Donald Williams, the MMA fighter, and Nelson cross-examines him. He's the one who's talking about blood chokes and all this shit. One of the early fireworks sessions here. What's it? Oh, wait. I need to unmute, huh? Where's the Nelson image? Oh, that's the wrong one. Fuck. Oh. Nope, that's not it.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
There it is.
Can I ask what you're looking at?
Just notes, that's all.
Okay. I'm going to ask that you put those to the side, okay?
Cool, thanks.
All right.
I'd actually never seen that part before. Oh, you just sitting there chilling with his notes? Wow, I didn't see that before. Okay, hold on. Let me continue.
Thank you for your patience yesterday. Thank you for being here this morning. I just have some follow-up questions for you, all right?
Yep. Oh, wait. Did we miss? So, okay. Was it actually day one? I want to see the part where they get into it, basically, is what I'm looking for. Fuck. I guess it's this one, then. Okay, yeah. Where the fuck is the part where they argue? I'm so pissed. Okay. Maybe it is this one.
You testified yesterday that you started wrestling in the seventh grade. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And over time, you were talking about how you learn how to control your body weight, right?
That is correct.
And one of the things that you kind of talked about was when early in your instruction in wrestling, you call it, I think, flow wrestling.
That's correct.
And as I understand that, and correct me if I'm wrong, flow wrestling...
Oh, by the way, I forgot to read these. Kay, actually, before the show started, Kay sent a super chat on killstream.live/tip. Doesn't say anything, just 10 euros. Much appreciated. Thank you for that. Floyd's drug dealer says, look at the talking. I can't... Actually, Dingo sent me a message I need to reply to. He said, don't say that, Ralph. He said, I know all about everything you can say about everybody. And he said, don't ever say that again. You're going to get banned. I was like, well, I mean, I just read the super chat. I didn't even think it was that bad. And I don't know. I still got to respond to him. I just saw that text and started laughing. Dingo giving me advice. He's like, Ralph, I've said every single thing possible. And I'm still on here somehow. But I know one thing I don't say, and it's that. I was like, wait, it's not even, it's nothing really. Apparently, they take it pretty serious. According to Dingo, I don't know.
Learning how to kind of keep your center of balance, learning how to, sometimes it may
Thank
feel
you, Floyd's drug dealer,
you should
though.
Use your arm when you should really use your leg. Kind of just learning how your body works, right?
Yeah, correct. Less resistance.
Less resistance. So sometimes
Look
less
at the talking blank man, maybe.
Exactly.
What would South Park, I'll say that about that if you know yourself.
Probably better in certain circumstances.
Repeat that.
Sure.
Didn't somebody say I was smoking mat, roaches yesterday? Right? I was like, and that's the end of the blunt. What the fuck?
Your instinct is to push your arm out to the side to try to use your body weight to roll. You may want
fucking
to actually
nerds don't know what a blunt looks
other,
like.
Right? Kind of like flow.
Not you guys.
Kind of, but not really.
Okay, how would you describe just the flow of wrestling?
I mean, you're nerds too.
Flow is more, I'm flowing with you without using my strength. I'm flowing with you going 50, 60% of it. I'm flowing with you, letting you get into a half Nelson, and you feel the half Nelson, you're in it, and now you're flowing, your partner's letting you flow off your back and get into
it. We don't do half Nelsons around here, only full Nelsons.
Flow is where my partner's letting me get in on a double, and I'm letting him finish the double, and now I'm flowing into my offensive or my defensive position of getting away. So right. Different position.
Right. So you're learning how to use your body weight against the weight of the other person. You're learning how to just...
By the way, there it goes. It popped in. I got about 100 over there on Chillstream Clips. Of course, there is no live court today. We're just going to go through some of the greatest hits from the trial, and I might play some Monster Hunter after. I see Pansy's over here. Do you want to say something, dear?
Not really.
Well, I'm making you anyway. So what do you think about the trial? Who's going to win?
Who's going to win?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They all just say if you think the prosecution's going to win. A lot of them think that.
Probably.
All right, we'll get more from her later. She's mad because I put her on the spot.
Get in and out of moves, right?
Flowing,
right. And that's something that you learned, you know, at a young age in the sport of wrestling.
Correct.
And as you continued your wrestling career, you testified that you wrestled all the way through high school and then into college for a couple of years as well.
That right? is correct.
And you would agree that wrestling is a sport.
Wrestling's a lifestyle.
Okay. There are rules, there are points, there are referees. So there's a sport to wrestling, right?
Correct.
And I understand as a wrestler, it's a lifestyle, right?
Yeah.
But to the kind of the casual observer, maybe it's just a sport, right?
Correct.
All right. But you're learning how to keep your center of gravity lower and grapple with people.
Correct.
Right? And then you testified that after you kind of got out of college or finished your career in college, that you started moving more towards the mixed martial arts, right?
Correct.
And so you were training in jiu-jitsu, I believe you said?
That is correct.
All right. And again, jiu-jitsu is a form of martial arts, right?
I was muted because I was listening. Dumbass ooh-woo with the cash money bang bang. Thank you very much. Oh, shit, I fucked up the... See, this is why we don't go full screen, by the way. Do you see what happened to the image here? Every time, everybody always goes, oh, go full screen. Just make it full screen. Why don't you just do that? Because that's what it'll look like. That's exactly what it'll look like. Okay.
Correct.
Lots of forms of martial arts, right?
Correct.
Judo, karate, Krav Maga. These are all various forms of martial arts that you have some general familiarity.
This is the recap show, thus the name Court Retort Recap there on the title. I know that's hard for some people to understand, but in all seriousness, I know people just dip in and out like at random times, too, so they might not realize, but yes, this is a recap.
Familiarity with, right?
Monday, correct. Closing arguments. Get this through your brains, though. Closing argument. I'm getting it through my brain, too. Closing arguments are going to be... Also, I'm off... filter a little bit off the camera here. Closing arguments are going to be Monday. We're going to carry that wall to wall. So definitely be here on Monday. I want to crack the 1K. We've been close a couple times, 950. And then I think there was once it was like 980. We want to crack 1K on Monday. I want everybody here. Tell your friends. Tell your enemies. We want everybody here for closing arguments on Monday. So let's go.
But your training is specifically in jiu-jitsu, correct?
No.
Same court retort time. Actually, we'll probably start like, because I won't have a show the night before either. So we'll start like 8 or 9 a.m. probably on Monday. It'll be our early show. So yeah, just go ahead and get in, get settled in.
I train jiu-jitsu, Muay Thai, stick fighting. Like I'm a martial artist. I don't just train jiu-jitsu.
Okay.
Same boxing, you know, wrestling, all is put into one. So as a fighter, you're not just working on the ground game. You're working on your stand-up. You're working, you know, your Muay Thai, your kickboxing, things like that.
Yeah, Krav Maga is literally Jewish martial
arts. So you incorporate several forms of martial arts into what you study.
That is correct.
All right. And again, the notion of a chokehold is very common within the martial arts community, right?
That is correct. Submissions.
Submissions. And there are many forms, right?
Correct.
Like the triangle or the rear naked chokehold, all sorts of different types of chokeholds or submission holds that apply.
That is correct.
All right. And again, I understand that martial arts is a lifestyle, but there is a sport to it as well, right?
That
is a lifestyle, bitch.
Right. And I'm just talking generally. I'm not talking about the MMA.
Turn my birthday into a lifestyle.
Even as a martial artist, there are competitions with rules and referees and things of that nature.
That
right?
is correct.
All right. And when you, whether you wrestle or you compete in the mixed or in the martial arts, there are weight classes, right?
That is correct. Well, yeah, that's correct. MMA has weight classes. Jiu-jitsu tournaments. There's open weights, so you win your weight division, you have a chance to wrestle in open division, which usually time, if I'm competing in just a tournament, I'll do it in open division, which is open weight.
All right. So again, generally, like looking at your career as a wrestler, you what weight did you wrestle at?
I wrestled anywhere from 106 to 141 in college.
Okay. And when you would competitively wrestle, you Small would wrestle man. With other people who were in that
Straw same weight class, right?
Correct.
And then in the martial arts, in the competitions for the martial arts, there are weight classes, but there's also this open weight class, right?
That's correct. For jiu-jitsu.
In jiu-jitsu. And yeah. So you, as a 141-pound guy, may wrestle or may grapple with someone who's 180 pounds.
Or 220, 210.
Right. Or 100.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, okay. But then about 10 years ago, you testified that you started with mixed martial arts.
Repeat that, please.
I believe that you testified yesterday that about 10 years ago, you began training in mixed martial arts.
Correct, martial arts. Yep. Yeah, with like tennis.
MMA.
MMA, mixed martial arts, yeah.
All right. And maybe I'm confused, like, did you, of your progression? So you go from wrestling to boxing to mixed martial arts?
So I went from wrestling in college to training in a martial arts school,
okay.
Which covers martial arts.
Okay.
Muay Thai, jiu-jitsu, boxing, mixed martial arts,
okay.
Wrestling.
And that's because there are some, I mean, again, there are some businesses.
This guy looks perplexed.
Or gyms that will train in a specific form of a martial art, right?
Correct. You have some that just do box. You have boxing gyms. You have jiu-jitsu gyms. You have Muay Thai gyms.
Or Krav Maga. Or whatever.
Yeah, whatever, anything, right. Stuff like that. You know, you have different specialty of martial arts for different schools. But some schools, which one of the schools I was at, the Academy under Great Nelson, he taught a variety of martial arts.
The Great Nelson. Is that what he said? That's what he said, isn't it? Pansy heard that,
okay.
Too.
I'm understanding.
She abducted the blunt, too. I haven't seen it in like 30 minutes. Just...
Now,
a variety of martial arts, martial arts school.
Okay. I'm understanding now that you went from the wrestling to the mixed martial arts, right. And about 10 years ago was it that you started...
Wait, where's the full Nelson? I didn't hear that.
Martial arts. One of the schools I was at, the Academy under Great Nelson. He
the Great Nelson!
But some schools, one of the schools I was at, the Academy under Great Nelson, he taught a variety of martial
Great
arts.
Nelson. Greek Nelson.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm understanding now that you went from the wrestling to the mixed martial arts, right. And about 10 years ago, was it that you started competing in a mixed martial arts?
I started competing right away. I went from wrestling in college to being one of the top amateur fighters in the Midwest to finish, you know, just growing as a martial artist. So I started, you know, at a different gym before I got to the academy, I was a wrestler. I didn't know anything but wrestling, you know, at the time. So I'd take people down and ground and pound. And then I switched to gyms under Greg, and I learned more jiu-jitsu. I learned more kicking. I learned different elbows. I learned, you know, different martial arts techniques, chokes, submissions, arm bars, things like that, spinning back fists, flying knees. I learned that.
Right. Okay.
What's up, Pay?
When we talk about an MMA fight,
correct.
Right, all of those various methods of fighting are employed in those fights, right?
Correct.
So if I am a boxer and I'm in a boxing match, right, I can kick you.
A couple subs gifted from Pay. Good to see you, girl.
But if I'm in an MMA fight, I may punch you, I might kick you, I might choke you, short of biting, right?
Correct.
And the point of a mixed martial arts fight is to actually knock the person out, render him unconscious, right?
That is correct. Control the cage.
You referenced the cage match, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we kind of think about when we think about mixed martial arts fights. Yeah.
You got cage fighting, which you see UFC, Bellator, LFA, all things like that. And then you have martial art tournaments where it's just strictly jiu-jitsu. You're in your gi. You have blue belts, black belts, white belts, purple belts. They all compete at a level. No striking, just all grappling. Then you have, like, the ones that are us in the cage. We do everything, punch, kick, you know, all that stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
And I believe, according to your professional record, because you had an amateur career, and then you had a professional career, right?
Correct.
And you had 11 professional fights?
Possibly, I don't.
All right, now, we're going to skip some of this, because...
Even though... Correct.
With the exception of maybe the stick fighting. Blood choke, okay. Right?
Here we
what
go.
You're doing is you're cutting off, and you described yesterday, the blood supply to the brain, right?
Okay, side choke, correct.
A side choke. And you described several different types of chokeholds, like the reverse or the rear naked chokehold, I think it's called, or the triangle. What you're doing is you're actually cutting off the blood supply to both sides of the neck in those.
Repeat that.
When you do a blood choke, what you're trained on generally is to limit the blood supply to both sides of the neck.
No, a blood choke is attack one side of the neck.
It's just one side of the neck. Okay.
A blood choke is attack the side of a neck. So my choke's from here, side of the neck.
Right, but you're using your weight part of the- and you're actually cutting off both sides.
Yes.
Using your body.
Does this guy not even know how the fucking shit works? Why is Nelson having to explain how this fucking shit works?
In your arm, right? And you're actually protecting the trachea or the airway in the crux of your...
You're mixing chokes. So you're missing your air chokes and your blood chokes.
Somebody said he never realized that. Yeah, the other... it's cutting off on the other side because you're pressing the neck. Fucking moron. Does he not even know how it fucking works? Yeah, what? Only one side is pressing, but you're pressing the guy's neck on the other because you're bending it.
Attack the trachea, side choke.
What an expert on MMA we have here. Jesus Christ.
If I have someone in a chokehold, right, and a blood chokehold.
Hold on. Sorry, I got eyes in my mouth. He even demonstrates. Let's go back. Look, he even demonstrates, so he's like, it only attacks, but see how he actually has his head leaned over. Well, that leaning, when you're fucking cranking on it, that cuts off the supply on the other side of the neck too, believe it or not. That's the whole point.
Airway in the crux of your...
You're mixing chokes. So
no, he's not.
Your chokes and your blood chokes together. Attack the trachea, side choke. The side choke is check the side of the neck.
So if I have someone in
this
a chokehold, right?
This is just...
And a blood chokehold.
So bad.
From the... With my...
Future doctor.
I may have my hand behind that person, right?
Well, Floyd was going to be a Supreme Court justice, so, you know, I don't know. There's still time.
The side choke.
I'm saying that the trachea is protected by the crux of the elbow. And so you're using the forearm and the bicep to cut off both sides of the blood.
From here to here, right. You're cutting off one side of the neck on a choke.
Okay.
Look at this guy's face right now. Look at his face. Does that not just tell you everything you need to know? Look at this motherfucker's face. Holy shit.
How long does that usually take in your experience to render someone unconscious?
You go unconscious on a blood choke within seconds. Some people don't even know that their body goes unconscious.
Now, that part's true.
Right. You were interviewed by the FBI, right?
That is correct.
Right. I believe it was Agent Garvey of the FBI.
I'm sure the FBI had a lovely time with that interview.
Are you looking at some notes to refresh your
memory? Well, you can't.
I have it in front of me. That's correct.
Would that help? Would that help you refresh your recollection?
I mean, yeah, that's why I just opened it up. Yeah. That's correct.
It's kind of...
This guy's got a...
Weird, we have rules in court. You have to testify from your memory, not your notes. But if
it's
you need
not
to...
notes. I'm oh. just... Look, the name is on the front of the page.
What I'm saying is if you need to refer to your... Whatever it is you have in front of you to help you refresh your recollection, we need to get permission from the court to do that.
Correct.
It's a weird procedure that we
I don't
have
know to... his name, so I'll look to see what his name is.
Okay. Bitch, we know that. Will you listen to Mr. Nelson, please?
Would it help you remember his or her name if you looked at your paper in front of you?
That's correct, because it's in the paper.
Okay.
Same paper
your Honor, have. May he refer his notes?
And refer to your notes silently.
Correct.
And once it's refreshed your memory, then close the notes back up and testify
correct.
From your memory.
Yeah, definitely.
Mr. Nelson.
Yeah, the judge should have said something already. That's true.
What was the name one more time, sir?
I believe it was, there were two agents
correct.
There, right? One was from the BCA named Angela Garvey.
That one's correct.
And then Eckert is the last name of the other?
I believe that, yep, that is correct.
Okay. And you were interviewed by those agents on May the 29th of last year, correct?
Correct, I believe so. All
right. You wouldn't, you know, we have a transcript of that statement and the reports about it.
Yeah.
Would you dispute me if I told you it was May 29th?
I don't recollect the dates.
Okay, fair enough. And do you recall them asking you about blood chokes and how long it takes to choke someone out?
Correct.
And you told them 3 to 5 seconds?
Correct, just like I just told you, within seconds.
Right. And an MMA round is 3 minutes, right?
No, that's for amateurs. MMA round is 5 minute rounds.
Okay.
3 minutes for amateurs, 5 minutes for pros.
All right. So 3 to 5 minutes are per round of an MMA fight.
Of an MMA fight.
Right. Okay.
Peyton says he's literally that black kid in class that kept talking back and trying to act smart, holding the class up till someone tells the motherfucker to shut up. Yeah, I know. Shut up so we can leave.
Have
yeah.
you ever, whether it be in your training, after you have rendered someone unconscious, where they come back to and they start fighting again?
Inside of a fight?
Mm-hmm.
Have I choked someone out and they came back to? No.
Okay.
Like, it's to finish fighting, the referee will.
Have you seen that happen in practice?
Rephrase it. Or repeat the question.
I will do so. Well, someone, you rendered someone unconscious, right? You're fighting with them. They've gone
well,
unconscious.
That won't happen in a fight.
You've released your chokehold from them. Have you ever experienced someone coming back and starting to fight
you again
right away?
Good to see you, studio, as
personally, no. Have I seen it? Yes.
Okay. Fair enough. So you've seen, after someone is unconscious, they come back to consciousness, and they start fighting right away again. You've seen that happen.
I've seen it on the UFC multiple times where when someone gets choked out, they come back to and they continue to try to fight, and the referee has to explain to them that they've been unconscious. I've been knocked out and I had to come back conscious, and the first thing I wanted to do was continue to fight. And then when I was in the locker room, and they told me that the fight was already over, so I have no recollections of what happened in that moment.
Okay, great.
Recollections.
Now, you testified that...
Close, I'll give... Okay, you know what? Close enough.
...that you do and have done in your career is to work as a security guard.
He's a fighter.
That is correct.
And you've worked as a security guard in a variety of contexts, right?
That's correct.
So you've done some personal security for people.
Oh, he's a flashlight cop.
And
oh, okay.
You've done some, like, kind of doorman stuff.
How's he testifying against one of his brothers here?
Bouncing, I guess.
He's breaking the thin blue line.
And
this is ridiculous.
You have worked alongside the Minneapolis Police Department in those club type situations with off duty officers and on duty officers.
That is correct.
Okay. In that capacity, have you ever had to deal with a crowd of people?
That is correct.
Have you ever had to deal with a crowd of people that was upset?
Definitely.
Is it easier or harder to deal with a crowd that is upset?
Each person is different. Me, I'm able to deal with the high capacity of distractions, different things going on, and still be able to be professional and focus on what is going on in front of me.
Okay. And... have you ever been involved in a situation where there's a crowd that's upset and you were afraid of them?
Correct.
I'd like to direct your attention to the incident on May 25th of 2020 that you've testified about. You were shown an exhibit yesterday that shows that you arrived at the Cup Foods on the 38th Street side of Cup Foods at 8:23 and 12 seconds.
Don't recollect the time, sir.
Okay. Would you like me to show you that?
He doesn't recollect that at all.
Would you agree that?
Me either.
That's probably correct. I can show you the exhibit.
Yes, show me the exhibit.
By the way, this is one of the best cross. So we're going to watch this. We'll watch Courtney Ross, of course. Maybe Shawanda. I'm trying to think of who else we need. I don't know. Definitely those two. Big Mama, a.k.a. Courtney Ross. Recall it.
I am showing you Exhibit 18. Yeah, you can see that?
Yeah, correct.
This was already admitted into evidence yesterday. You would agree that Exhibit 18 shows you walking along 38th Street on May 25th, 2020 at 8:23 and 12 seconds.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So, I'm not trying to trick you. All right?
That's fine.
All right. And it's fair to say that prior to your arrival there, you had no idea what had been going on in the area.
No, not at all. Like I said, I just seen squad cars and didn't know what was going on.
Right. And you testified that as you kind of came around the corner, your energy sort of pulled you towards that incident, right?
Yeah, that's totally correct.
So you would have absolutely no idea that an ambulance was called 3 minutes before you arrived.
Don't know anything about that.
You would have had no idea that an ambulance was stepped up to code 3, which means get here quick, 2 minutes before you arrived.
No regulations of any of that.
You weren't there, you wouldn't possibly know.
No regulations.
I wouldn't know at all.
You testified that kind of based on your experience as a security guard, your first inclination is to just sort of observe everything that's going on, right?
Totally correct.
He's a lurker.
And that's what you did.
That's why I felt like I did, correct. Okay.
So it's fair to say that you had not observed any prior contact between the Minneapolis Police Department and Mr. Floyd.
Only what I've seen.
You'd have no idea that they had been dealing with him for 15 minutes prior to your arrival.
Objection, Your Honor.
Not mine.
Right.
Wait, did he say, nah, I'm all right? No, wait. Hold on. Did the prosecution just object and then dude goes, nah, I'm all right, I'll go ahead and answer it? That's not why they... they don't object. sometimes I guess they do because they're afraid of what you're going to say or answer it. Is he saying, nah, I'm chill, don't object, don't worry, I got this. Is that what that's what he meant, wasn't it? Hold on, I don't think I've ever seen that. Nah, man, sit down. Nah, I'm good. You don't have to object. Don't worry about it. You don't have to object on this. That's not what's going on here, sir. All right.
15 minutes prior to your arrival.
Objection, Your Honor.
Nah, I'm all right.
He literally says, nah, I'm all right. Holy shit.
No, right?
He can still answer that question?
You can still answer that question.
Oh.
Would you like him to stand?
Repeat that question.
Sure. You were not aware that the police had been dealing with Mr. Floyd for 15 minutes prior to your arrival.
My phone.
Not at all.
Now, you testified that as you were observing Mr. Floyd on the ground, you observed blood coming from his nose or mouth area, right?
Correct, and someone actually stated that if you watch the video.
Right, I've watched the video. but you would not have been aware.
This is one of my favorite crosses, maybe my absolute favorite cross. This is how he got his name, Full Nelson, right here, Chad Nelson. Sherry D with the Milton Milkshake, good to see you, Chad. I've watched the tape.
Someone actually stated that if you watch the video.
Thanks, I've seen
right.
it.
I've watched the video. but you would not have been aware that three minutes
kind
prior
of my job.
To your arrival,
I watched it a couple times.
An ambulance was called specifically once or twice. Because he was bleeding from the mouth.
Will we take callers? Yeah, if you guys want to follow in now, it'll be a good 30 or 45 minutes before we take them. Let me throw out the link. We could take some, though, yeah. I'll go ahead and join the on-air. Let's see. Yeah, we could take some, though. Or, well, you know what? We'll take some. If you want to call in, there's about, 15 minutes left with this. Not even 15, 10 or 15. And then we could take you after that if you want to get in there.
That had nothing to do with me, sir.
But you made certain assumptions.
What was your answer again?
I didn't have nothing, regulations of that, nothing to do with me.
Oh, the regulations again.
Sometimes the court reporter can't hear.
He's mixed reparations and recollection.
So that's the only reason for this.
No, but Your Honor, I appreciate you, man.
Okay.
That's been awesome.
Thank you. But you yesterday testified that you assumed that the blood coming from Mr.
Appreciate
Floyd's
you, my
nose
man.
And mouth area was from his face being pushed into the cement.
I didn't say that. I don't. Can you hear?
There is no question.
Yeah.
You answered my question.
Right. His blood coming through his nose. I said blood's coming through his nose. I didn't say how I got there or where.
I'm going to ask him. That's non-responsive objection. Yeah. You've answered my question, sir.
All right. Stop. Objection is sustained. Jury disregard the last remark that was not in response to a question. Mr. Nelson.
Thank you.
You've asked a question, bitch.
You testified that after the ambulance came, you saw two additional officers, right?
Correct.
And you, prior to that happening, had no idea that those two officers were back there, right?
Correct.
So it's fair to assume that you did not hear any of the conversations between the officers, correct?
Tyler didn't let me get close enough. Correct.
Correct. The question is, did you hear any of the conversations between the officers? Yes or no?
Please repeat that, because you said it different the first time.
Sure. Did you hear any of the conversation occurring between the three officers with Mr. Floyd? Yes or no?
No.
It's fair to say that as you were there, you grew angrier.
Correct. That's what you perceive.
Pardon?
Is that what you took from the video? Correct.
Right. As you were there and interacting with Officer Tao and Officer Chauvin, you grew more and more upset. Would you agree with that?
Correct.
You grew angry, right?
I grew control and professionalism.
Okay. Again, you made a statement to Agents Garvey and Eckert. And in that statement, you said...
Your Honor, I'm going to object to this form of cross-examination.
Overruled.
Which one,
Your Honor? Overruled.
Sit down, bitch.
Proceed.
In that statement, you said, like, I really wanted to beat the shit out of the police officers.
Wow.
You said that.
Let's hear the guy get punked again.
In that statement, you said...
Form of cross-examination.
Overruled.
Which one?
Overruled.
He tries to get some more out. No, just sit down. Just sit down. There's nothing you could say. There's nothing you could possibly say.
Proceed.
In that statement, you said, like, I really wanted to beat the shit out of the police officers.
Mm-hmm.
You said that.
Yeah, I did. That's what I felt.
You were angry.
No, you can't paint me out as angry. I was in a position where I had to be controlled, a controlled professionalism. I wasn't angry because I stayed
on the curb. Object is non-responsive.
Well,
overruled. Overruled.
Nationals fan.
Next question.
Thank you. You started calling them names. Yes?
Yeah, you heard that. Yeah, you heard
right?
The video.
You called him a tough guy, right?
Here it is.
You watched the video.
You called him a real man, right?
You watched the video.
Okay.
You do have to answer the question yes or no based on what he's asking.
I'm going to ask you that again, so your answers should be yes or no, okay?
Yes.
You called him a tough guy.
I did.
You called him a real man.
I did.
You called him such a man.
I did.
You called him bogus.
I did.
You called him a bum at least 13 times.
That's what you counted in the video?
Yeah.
That's what I counted.
And that's what you got, 13.
And that was early on, right?
That's what I counted.
Those terms grew more and more angry. Would you agree with that?
They grew more and more pleading for life.
All right. After you called him a bum 13 times, you called him a fucking bum.
That's what you heard?
Did you say that?
Is that what you heard?
I'm asking you, sir.
I'm pretty sure.
Did you say that?
You heard that. I'm pretty sure you did.
You called him a fucking pussy ass bitch.
If that's what you heard, I'm sure that's
what I'm asking you. Did you say that?
If that's what the video recalled, that's what I did.
You called him a bitch.
If that's the video you heard from the video,
it's a yes or no, sir.
If that's what was heard in the video, yes, I did.
And at one point, you said that Officer Tao pushed you.
That's correct. He put his hand in my chest, is what I said.
And you observed Officer Tao push someone else, right? Or feel like he pushed someone else.
I didn't let him touch anyone else.
Do you recall
saying... I didn't let him touch anyone else. Is that what he said? That's what he said.
And I dare you to touch me like that. I swear I'll slap the fuck out of both of you.
Yeah, I did.
Now, wait. Notice how you said that. We talked about this when we watched it live. And I think Bibble was here, seems like, that day. Look, and maybe we talked about it in the kill stream. I don't remember. But he looks... That was the one thing he just wanted to make sure he...
I dare you to touch me like that. I swear I'll slap the fuck out of both of you.
Yeah, I did.
He looks at Nelson right when he says it, too.
So, again, sir...
Like he's trying to intimidate him.
You grew angrier and angrier.
No, I grew professional and professional. I stayed in my body. You can't pay me out to be angry.
You were... not
seems standing. Like you're kind of angry right now, if you want to know the truth about it. By the way, it seems like Nelson's doing that a little bit on purpose, too, to get this guy riled up. Genius.
You were walking around, right?
Correct. Patrol.
And at times, you would go forward towards where Officer Chauvin was, right?
Correct.
And at times, you'd walk to the side, correct?
Well, I didn't really get too close to Officer Chauvin, actually. Tao did not allow me to get all close to Officer Chauvin.
You so, attempted to walk closer.
I stepped off the curb and I stepped back on the curb.
Because Officer Tao didn't permit you to go forward.
He said step back on the curb.
400 live here on the recap show. Sorry, we don't have any live shit to show you, but we're going to go through some of the greatest hits.
You were
from
your
Chad
voice,
Nelson.
Right? You weren't just saying you're a bum. Would you agree with that?
You said I wasn't just saying.
Right. The tone of your voice.
The tone of my voice was loud, so people could hear me.
And it grew louder and louder.
So I could be heard.
And after Mr. Floyd was taken by the ambulance, you continued to interact with Officer Tao, as well as other people on the scene, correct?
That's correct. After they retreated, I know that retreat. I said what I said. I know they can say more to me.
And you can. Oh,
you're okay, Nia Justice. I just talk shit. I know you're just fucking with me in the chat. He said sorry for the DSP joke yesterday while I was struggling with sunshine. I wasn't mad. Sometimes if I look down and see somebody talking shit, though, I'll just talk shit back. It's nothing. It's no big deal. It's also to keep content on the show, so I'll look down and just play off whatever chat says. Also, I was really pissed at the game at that moment, too. So
yell these types of things after Mr. Floyd was gone, right?
Plus, you want to know why? Also, I wasn't playing DSP level. I actually had beat the whole stage, and then when I think that's when it was, right? When I went for the 1-up, and I had the whole thing beat, And like an idiot, I tried to get the one up, and then I had to go through and do it like six times because it just fucked with me like that.
Miss your child.
I had to beat it on the first try, by the way, and then I had to do it five more times.
Back and forth, correct.
And I think you said something about hoping he would shoot himself.
Oh. No, I didn't say I hope he's going to shoot himself. I said within the next 2 years, you will shoot yourself. And you will shoot what you did. I didn't say hope. I don't hope death on anyone. The Bible doesn't allow that.
So again, you continue to engage with these officers, right?
Tell.
And your voice was loud, right?
Yeah, he tried to intimidate me.
The officers, most of the officers were on the other side of 38th Street.
Me and Tao were standing in front of each other.
At one point, Officer Tao goes across the street as well, right?
They both had a retreat, correct.
And you continued to yell these same types of things.
Probably would. Correct, yeah. Wasn't being heard.
And it was over.
So you have this professional MMA fighter, clearly with a few screws loose, not the brightest bulb in the box, talking, yelling out, threatening to, you know, might have to beat this guy up, acting like a tough guy out in the street, about to fucking fight Nelson in the middle of the courtroom. He's a hothead.
And over again, right?
Because I wasn't being heard.
It's a yes or no question, sir. Was it over and over and over again?
Yes, because I wasn't being heard.
Thank you, sir. I have no further questions.
Any redirect?
All right, so that's one. Now, let me see. I want to make sure. Let's see. Oh, yeah. I forgot. We can't forget about this beauty. Genevieve Hansen. How could we forget about this beauty? Oh, what about this big bitch, too? Oh, yeah, you know what? I almost forgot about that. Remember this big bitch who tried to... Oh, man. I'll try to find that tweet. I pulled it up on the kill stream. I don't think I talked about it in the court retort, but this big bitch was trying to take pictures of the jurors. She got caught out by the sheriff's deputies, I guess. Then she went on Twitter and said that they were picking on her because she was black and it was a microaggression or some shit from the fucking sheriff's deputies. This is what it's like to be a big black bitch in 2020.
All right, we're on the record. And spell your names, please.
RACHAELJACKSON.
And is this your phone?
Yes.
Okay, it's my understanding that the deputy seized it because we were taking pictures on the 18th floor.
Yeah, I was in the elevator bank. Didn't know I couldn't take a picture. I apologize. I apologized to him then. I'm sorry, I didn't know.
What's your connection to this case?
I'm here with Ms. Frazier and her attorneys and her mother.
I'm sorry?
I'm here with Darnella Frazier and her attorneys and her mother.
Okay, are you a family member or?
No, spokesman, family, media representative. I've been keeping the press off of her.
Okay, so you're a media representative?
Yeah, I'm sure that's what you're doing, keeping them off of her. You mean trying to get them on?
PR person. Okay. I've been managing the media for Darnella Frazier.
I understood.
Keeping them at bay. Not allowing her to do interviews, just keeping her out of the public sphere.
Understood. What was the purpose of taking photographs in a secured area?
So the attorney general was talking to her, and I just took a picture to memorialize it for her, so she can look back on it one day. That's all. Not for public consumption, for sure.
If you're a media representative, it's very important you understand. The courthouses have very strict rules about cameras.
Right. I'm sorry. Yeah. I know better than to disobey a judge's order.
I'll chalk this up to that you were not aware of the order.
I wasn't aware.
I think you should, in the future, remember that all courthouses have very strict rules against cameras. The rules that allow cameras in this trial for broadcast were very restrictive, very detailed, because we do not allow cameras to be taken, even on a less than high profile trial.
Yeah.
Cameras are not allowed up in the government center tower. They are definitely not allowed on a secured floor like this. I am actually asking that you must delete the picture.
Oh, I offered to do that.
And recall any places you have posted it.
Oh, no, I haven't posted it.
So why don't you come out up here and I'll give you your phone back.
Okay.
Please advise anybody who else might be thinking of doing this. Not to do it.
No, I will.
It's a lesson learned. We'll leave it at that. Come on up, and I'll give you this back. Oh, I understood. I'll take the apology, and I'll attribute it to good faith mistake. All right? Thank you. We're adjourned until tomorrow.
Okay, also, I'm trying to return this email. Somebody just called me. I was trying to... Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. All right. Sorry, I'm all guilty. Let's see. Okay. Okay. All right. If they're watching us, yes, I saw you called. I sent an email now. Okay. Sorry. People hit me up all on air. They're like, all right, we know you're on air. The fuck? Why don't you respond? All right. God damn it. I should have already responded. It's my fault. I see things, and like, I mean, I see it. And I have it in my mind that I'm going to respond. And, like, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but I got a lot of shit going on every single day. And I just put shit off and forget. So, or don't forget. It's like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Yes, I got this. It doesn't even take that long to do, really. But you just keep procrastinating. Oh, that reminds me. God damn it. I need to message Mark Holla. Let's see. Let's see. All right. Let's see. All right. I messaged him as well. Damn, I'm glad I thought of that. All right. Let's see. Giga Ninja says, get Officer 401. You said this last night. I almost thought this was, I was reading something from last night at first. Get Officer 401 on the show so he can get his vengeance for your bashing a female cop's skull in. Yeah, that's. Oh, then I saw the, so there was like a dishonest recap. And they said, so the other night, yeah, they have it that I beat up a female cop. First off, I didn't even hit any cop. I took a swing and missed. That's the whole fucking thing. I went to jail for 8 months for taking a swing at a cop and missing. That's what makes it so fucking ridiculous. I didn't even hit the police officer, and I did 8 months in jail. So even if it had been a female cop, I didn't even hit the police officer. That's the whole fucking... That's the whole story. That's what makes it so absurd. Anyway, it wasn't a female cop. It was a Mexican, male Mexican cop. I even said he looked like Canelo Alvarez, sort of. Minus the millions and millions of dollars. I don't know. But yeah, I guess maybe it's funnier if it's a female cop. To me, it's funnier. It's Canelo Alvarez, like I said the other night. It's this Mexican dude in 2016 when Trump's talking about build the wall. I guess time's changed, though. Me Too's happened since then, though, so I guess maybe it's funnier to some if it's a female. But either one, I didn't hit them anyway. Like that's yes, for bashing, that's right. Just bash their skull in. I didn't care. I didn't care back then. I was just a Giga Ninja. I don't know Officer 401, though. I need to see. Love you, Ralph. Love you, too. Man, we got to do something. I want to do something this summer, a little compound action, minus the fucking snake we had with us. God, that's crazy. That was creepy as fuck when I rolled up to fucking the Tranton family's house there. And that dude was there, and he had like paid a bunch of money to stay with us in Tampa. And he was like some kind of spy, dude. What the fuck? I don't know. That's just fucking weird to me. Who the fuck does that shit? In real life, like, I don't know. That's kind of fucking crazy. All right, I'm going to sub to Officer 401 and try to get him. I don't know if he'd come on the show, though. He looks like he's pretty caked up. I see he's got a lot of a lot of subs. I don't know if he wants to come on the kill stream or not. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. You never know. We've had a lot of big-name people on, but it just depends on their... On their thought process, on controversy. Okay. me find Nelson's Cross for this big bitch. This is Genevieve Hansen. This is one of the best things ever, actually. This is so good. So good. Oh, Giga. Oh, man. I can neither confirm nor deny. I mean, I have no direct knowledge of that, but Giga says, I woke up to the Troon sucking Max off. True story. Wow. That is... like you say, I don't know. He gave me a gavel. So, you know, I have to give him the benefit of the doubt. But we have eyewitness testimony there, so I'm not sure. Sounds a little... Order, 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 order. But, yeah, that dude was weird as fuck. I wish I'd have pushed him off in the ocean now when I was out in the boat. I wish I just threw him overboard and be like, figure out how to get back, bitch. Hope the sharks don't get you. All right. Why can't I hear this? Why can't I? Oh, it was muted. Okay.
Hi.
They were having a little sidebar, I guess.
Hi.
Just have some follow-up questions for you. Thank you for being here with us today.
Yeah, Wolf was there too. I should have threw that bitch in the ocean. I knew he was shady, but like, I didn't know he was that shady. What the fuck? We were nice to that guy too. He was a fucking clown. Piece of shit. All right, hashtag is $ Sunset Squad. Killstream.live/tip. Getting some usage this morning. And of course, Trovo. .live/TheRalphRetort here. Shout out to Chillstream Clips over on YouTube. Hit the like. DD12 says Killstream is love. Killstream is life. Thank you, DD12. I agree.
You testified that you've been a firefighter now for 2 years approximately.
Correct.
And I see you're wearing your uniform today.
Correct.
And that would be so like good. Your dress uniform or your Class A uniform.
Correct.
And that's common to wear when you testify in court.
Correct.
Fair to say that you were not wearing your Class A or any uniform on May 25th, 2020.
Correct. I was off duty.
Right. Okay. Being a firefighter is a stressful job.
Correct.
You testified about your experience as an EMT. We didn't talk much about your firefighter training.
Okay.
So you said you went through a 4-month academy.
We don't need to hear the training part.
Correct. To learn is how to deal with the stress. Do you continuing training? Do you have
We think you're suited or not for the job.
Sure. Takes a certain type of person to do the job. Right.
But thank you, DD12. I appreciate that. A lot of people like that. Since I've been watching for a while, I thought I should pay my dues. Yeah, sometimes people drop in. Like, I've been watching for years, you know, I gotta right here, not doing much. Let me drop a file spot or whatever. Yeah, that's much appreciated. Thank you guys. And you guys, along with the ones here every day, of course, that's what keeps it going.
Becomes important, right?
Right.
Viewers, as PBS would say, viewers like you.
You put on an oxygen tank, a mask.
Yep.
You've got to know how to breathe properly.
Controlling your breathing, right.
And sometimes you may go into a situation, it's not totally on fire and you may not have your mask on. You're running upstairs to save someone's life. Again, controlling your breathing.
Right.
And you learn about, have you ever heard the term tunnel vision as a part of fire training?
Not necessarily as a part of fire training, but I know what tunnel vision is.
So when you're stressed, you kind of focus on a particular thing.
Right.
Right? And it kind of changes your peripheral vision and you become hyper-focused, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you're familiar with that, and you may have experienced that in the context of your firefighting.
Yes.
And obviously, and unfortunately, I'm assuming that sometimes you're not able to save everyone, right?
Correct.
And that there's a level of trauma that comes with that, right?
Sometimes.
Right, depending on the circumstances.
Correct.
You also testified that you have both a national and state certification as an EMT, right?
Correct.
That stands for Emergency Medical Technician.
Correct.
And that's basic first responder stuff, right? medical training for first responders?
I believe that there's more basic. I mean, I think the police officers are not emergency medical technicians.
Right. But then it's not as high as like a paramedic.
Correct.
Right? So a paramedic has even more training than an EMT.
Yes.
Right. And obviously, maybe the CPR you learned to become a lifeguard was less intensive than what it took to become an EMT.
I took it much more seriously because I was practicing it and using it, but it's the same.
Yeah. But in your EMT training, you also learn like tourniquets and splinting and...
Right. Like I mentioned before.
Yep. All of these sort of assessment emergency first response of care.
Yep.
Okay. And you testified that because you've only been a firefighter for 2 years,
mm-hmm.
you've been in several burning buildings.
Correct.
Now, have you ever been in a burning building or outside? Let's say you're outside. Let me ask you a hypothetical question.
Mm-hmm.
You're outside of a burning building and you're spraying the hose on the fire,
mm-hmm.
right? Has anyone ever tried to come up to you and say you're doing it wrong?
No.
Do you think that has anyone ever stopped to film you when you're fighting a fire?
Yes.
Okay. So you see someone, you're fighting the fire,
yeah.
and someone starts to film you. Does that... I'm sorry, Your Honor.
Let's try not to interrupt each other.
It's not conscious, but...
Yeah, it's...
I know. It's not a normal conversation,
yeah.
so we get it.
Okay.
We all started talking at one time.
Okay.
So it's unusual, but I'm sorry, and I'll try to slow down too, right? So you're fighting a fire, right? And you may notice a citizen filming.
Hey, why don't you do it like this?
Correct.
And that would not necessarily interfere with your ability to fight a fire,
no.
right? Have you ever had a citizen start to yell at you while you're fighting a fire?
No.
Do you think it would make your job fighting the fire harder if someone started yelling at you and telling you that you were doing it wrong?
I'm very confident in the training that I've been given, so I would not be concerned about somebody that was not trained to the extent I have been, and I would continue to fight the fire the way I would.
Right. But do you think it would be distracting?
No.
What if there were 12 people yelling at you and telling you that you were doing it wrong?
I think a burning structure in a city where there are buildings and homes and people living on either side is much more concerning than 20 people trying to tell me to do something different.
Right. But you wouldn't be distracted.
Yeah, by the way, somebody said her answers don't matter. It's what the jury's thinking. Yeah, I mean, of course she's going to try to, you know, dismiss it, but it's the thought he's putting in their mind, like, wow, you know, if these people there are yelling at me, this fucking uppity bitch, this other MMA fucking fighter is all amped up. Maybe this caused Chauvin to have, you know, diminished, you know, he was trying to keep his head on a swivel. He's having to deal with that. That maybe this also kind of changed it from being a normal type situation where George Floyd would have got the help he needed into Chauvin's worried about his brothers here in blue. He's worried that these people are going to, you know, start maybe attacking him, attacking each other. Who knows?
That at all.
No.
What if they started calling you names?
Like I said, I know my job and I would be confident in doing my job, and there's nothing anybody could say that would distract me.
Okay. So what if they started to physically threaten you?
I'll repeat myself because I'm confident in my job and what I do and what needs to be done and my training. So I would continue
yeah, sure
to do
she's
that.
Great.
What is staging? What does it mean when a fire department stages at an incident?
It's always different, but we can stage to wait for someone to assess what's exactly going on and how we need to tackle that particular call.
Okay. So let's assume there's a call and the police are on scene at the call, right? And
are you, sorry to interrupt, Are you talking about a medical call? We stage for different things.
Sure. Let's leave it as a medical call.
Okay.
And there's some trouble at the scene. Do you just come right in into that emergency call, or does fire stage until police clear the scene?
We stage and wait for police to give code four.
Right. Code four means all clear.
Safe. Yep.
Right. So in a situation where there is trouble, mm-hmm. and the police are dealing with that trouble, and they know they need a medical personnel to come into the scene,
yeah.
medical won't come into the scene until it is called code four, right?
Correct.
All right. And you said in your experience you've been on numerous calls throughout the 2 years you've been a firefighter, right?
Correct.
And what would you agree that a fair number of those may have been calls that started out?
By the way, shout out to Studio IKN, and I saw what you posted there, and it looks great. The court retort. I love that. Thank you, sir. And I also just messaged you. Subscribed on the gold tier on killstream.live/entropy. Yes, you can subscribe over there as well. And if you want bonus episodes and all that stuff from the subscription, email killstream1@protonmail.com. And we're actually going to get a bonus episode out this weekend. Everything is going on. The court retort definitely put a little bit of a, made it harder, even harder to find time for that. But we're going to get a good bonus episode out this weekend. So be on the lookout for that. All right. Now, I'm going to show that on screen too. Let me pull that up so I'll show it later. The court retort logo. This is pretty cool. All right. Now, let me continue.
Call where the police responded first.
Correct.
So it's usually the police that are there first. They do some assessment and they will call for medical.
Correct.
Have you ever been called to a scene where the police didn't call you? Meaning the police were present and they weren't the ones that called you.
Can you repeat the question?
Sure. It's a little confusing. Police go to a scene, right? And whatever's happening at the scene, and they just don't ever call for medical, even though there's a medical situation.
Well, I wouldn't know because that means I wasn't called to it.
Precisely, right? So if you go to a scene, it's because you're responding to a call, right?
Correct.
And the reason that you're there is because the police call you.
If the police are on the scene first.
Right, if the police are on the scene first. And so in a situation where you see someone having a medical emergency, right, wouldn't it be reasonable to assume that the police had already called for medics?
It would also be reasonable to assume that if the patient
Baked beans,
was
thank you.
Cuffed.
I'm going to ask you, I'm going to say objection, non-response.
Also, for some reason, my business card just won't go through. It works everywhere else, but the Nintendo eShop, that makes no sense to me whatsoever. I'm going to get Monster Hunter. We might play that for a minute after we go through a couple more classic moments.
Yeah.
We got this. We're not anywhere. We're not. We still have at least two or three like big little big segments here.
Wait for the question and then answer the question that is asked.
It's a yes or no question, ma'am.
This is one of the best, though,
is
right
it reasonable
here?
To assume that if a patient is having a medical emergency?
These are greatest Chad moments. Yes, exactly. Greatest Chad moments from the Chauvin trial. Vorgoth, thank you.
Police are present, that they have called for EMS.
Your question is unclear because you don't know my job, so can't answer.
Sure. So let's take this scene, right? Mm-hmm. May 25th, 2020. You walk upon a scene, you see someone having
a medical, I'm sure you're a higher pay grade than Nelson.
Emergency, right? You did not call 911 to get the medics there, right?
Right.
Would it have been reasonable to
assume
she
did roll her eyes,
that
right.
medics had already been called based on what you saw when you first arrived?
I'm sure there's anything on earth you understand that fucking Nelson isn't capable of understanding. I don't think that exists, actually.
Yes.
Now, he might not know it right off, but clearly he's going to pick it up very, very, you know, very quickly.
In fact, paramedics did respond, right? You saw the ambulance come up.
Yes, that's not their normal response time.
Okay.
What?
And so you noticed there was some abnormal response time for medics.
Right, and I also noticed that that is precisely the kind of call that fire would respond to, and station 17 is just a couple blocks away.
Okay.
By the way, notice how he lets her talk there, and she's volunteering information, and he doesn't stop her. Some of the other points, he's like, hey, you know, come on, she's not supposed to do this, da, da, da. He didn't stop her there.
Do why. Officers on scene decide, do we going. Call for medic or fire?
I don't believe so. I believe that's dispatch. They call for medical.
So if attention. Police call dispatch and they say EMS, we need EMS code 3. It's dispatch who decides, do we send medics or fire?
Well, it would be medic. It would be fire with medics, not just fire ever. I don't know the answer to that.
Fair enough. But ultimately, medics did arrive. Right?
Oh, dude, it's something with Nintendo. Yeah, it's not even the card. What the fuck?
And you have no frame of reference of when police called paramedics.
Why?
Do you?
No, but I know how long it takes for medics to get to calls, typically, and I know how long it takes to drive 3 blocks in it.
So it's from another car.
Fire vehicle.
But that presumes that the fire vehicle was not on another call, right?
It would have been a different station that was, the nearest two other stations would have been able to respond to that call in 3 minutes.
So if you first walked on scene, at
8:20. I don't know. It's, well, I'm pulling it up on the Switch itself. And I just tried to do... I don't have a PayPal. But I just... Somebody said, can I use PayPal? I just tried to do... you can use PayPal and donation alerts, but I don't actually have one because it goes through something else. But I don't know what it is. Some kind of glitch, maybe. Maybe I need to go in and update my information on Nintendo. I don't know what it is, but it's kind of weird. All right.
6:29. That was what we just saw.
Okay.
8:26:29.
Okay.
And paramedics had been called at 8:21.
You said you've had that happen too?
That's
restart the Switch.
Response time, all right, based on your experience.
What time did you say I arrived?
8:26:29.
And the medics arrived at what time?
The medics were called at 8:21. Code 3.
I don't believe that.
Wait. No, this is very important, by the way.
That's an abnormal response.
Remember how I said he didn't stop him? Stop her or whatever? That's why.
Based on your experience.
What time did you say I arrived?
8:26:29.
And the medics arrived at what time?
The medics were called at 8:21. Code 3.
I don't believe that.
Well, but again, you'd have no frame of reference, right? I mean, you've not seen any police reports. You've not looked at the CADs. You've not heard the 911 calls. You didn't listen to dispatch that night, did you?
That night? No, not that night.
Okay.
But that's totally abnormal.
All right.
And fire would have been added to that call because we go to calls like that all the time.
Right.
By the way, let's see. Try getting a Switch eShop card on Amazon. That's what Green Danger said. Yeah, that's what I'm going to try to do. Somebody just suggested restarting the Switch. I'm going to try that first. And if that doesn't work, I'm just going to get an eShop card.
And so it was abnormal. It would be completely and totally abnormal in your experience for it to take that long to get to the scene.
Absolutely.
All right. And
well, you're wrong.
Are you
bitch.
Familiar with the term load and go?
Yes.
And I believe you had a conversation,
Tony, be careful
with
in the chat.
The BCA agents shortly after this incident, and you described what you observed as far as the paramedics doing was what's called a load and go, right?
Correct.
And that is essentially, as I understand it, paramedics arrive, something is amiss at the scene,
mm-hmm.
So we put them into the ambulance and we move the ambulance to another
safe location address the needs.
And that's what you observed here, right?
Correct.
And it's because there were quite a few people, and those people were all fairly upset, right?
Correct.
And so, in your mind, as a paramedic with the experience that
EMT.
You have, oh, I'm sorry, as an EMT, I apologize, as an EMT, you've done load and goes before?
We've done load and goes, yeah.
Right. And so, the reason that the medics did not commence, at least as far as you understood, commence resuscitative efforts for Mr. Floyd was because they were doing a load and go, get him away.
Correct.
I'm going to object to that. It's a personal knowledge of this witness.
Overruled.
That's what you told the agents, right?
I don't remember exactly what I told the agents, but that would, it looked like a load and go to me.
Okay. Now, in terms of your, again, personal experience,
mm-hmm.
On that day, you were, the paramedics drove off, and then at some other point, a couple minutes later, is when the fire truck arrives, right?
Right, and that's how I knew there was something wrong when requesting medical assistance.
Okay, because the fire department showed up at Cup Foods, and the ambulance had already left and gone to another location.
No, more because the fire, whether it's 17s or a different station, would have been able to respond to that call much sooner than medics were.
All right. So, in a...
You know what it's doing? I just noticed, even though I'm putting a new credit card in, it's still running it on an old credit card that I don't even have. That's what's happening. It's like a glitch. I'm going to have to go and remove that, I guess, first. Even though I changed it there and added a new card, it was still running it on the old one.
That opinion on that day, that there were some miscommunications between medics and fire and police.
Right, which... I mean, not to the fault of medics or fire. It's we get a call and we go.
Okay.
So it was police and dispatch that miscommunication would have come in.
Okay. And again, that 5 or 6 minute delay is just unheard of in your experience.
Yes. Not by medics, but by fire specifically.
Are you trained as an EMT in the use of Narcan?
Yes, sir.
And can you explain what Narcan generally is?
It's an opioid reversal medication. We give it intranasally, but a lot of people on the street have an injectable form.
Kind of like an EpiPen almost, right?
Yeah, kind of.
You testified that the firehouse that you work at, you deal with a lot of overdose calls.
Correct.
And so you've had a lot of experience dealing with people who are overdosing.
Correct.
From opiates or from other controlled substances.
Correct.
And you have seen, or dealt with many people who come out of an opiate overdose because of Narcan.
Correct. If I didn't have Narcan, though, we still give, we'll monitor a pulse and give compressions as necessary. I've never not had Narcan, but I would be able to give medical attention to somebody that had overdosed on an opioid and lost a pulse.
Okay, so let me ask you, is it fire department policy when you are going to a call of an overdose that police are also dispatched to that call?
I believe so, yeah.
And that is because when people are revived from that, they often become combative, right?
Not often.
I'm sorry?
Not often.
But it happens.
I've seen it happen.
Now I'm going to just kind of talk to you a little bit about your testimony about May 25th of 2020. You were out for a walk because it was your day off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a yes?
Yes.
Sorry. You're out for a walk, and you're walking down. You're walking westbound on 38th Street, and you see the lights. And you said it's not uncommon to see lights there.
In my neighborhood, mm-hmm. not on that corner, but in my neighborhood.
Okay.
Or in the city.
Right. Okay. And as you walked what would be the southeast corner of 38th in Chicago, you heard a woman yelling that they are killing him, right?
Right.
And so you did this kind of circle loop to visualize and see what was going on, right?
Right.
And at the point that you came on scene, Mr. Floyd was already on the ground, right?
Correct.
And Mr. Floyd, you saw what your memory told you was four police officers on him, right?
Correct.
But you now know that it was three, right?
Correct.
And I think you made some reference about why you videotaped, because our memories are fallible,
correct.
Right? And again, a stressful situation can impact your memory, right?
Absolutely. That's why we're lucky it was videotaped.
Right.
By the way, I just looked this up. Apparently, this error happens all the time. Nintendo sees it happening and they can't even fix it. They just said, just wait and it'll fix itself. It might be some weeks. That's crazy as fuck. I can't even pay with a credit card on the shop at all. How is that even a thing? Nintendo, they said you can call Nintendo. Yeah, they are the best to call. No shit. They got the most money. No shit. But still, I'm not calling Nintendo. It says they probably can't fix it anyway. I'm just going to buy a card. The fuck?
It's also fair to say that once you kind of came, you first talked to Officer Tao, and you said that you identified yourself as a Minneapolis firefighter, right?
Correct. Yeah, I thought
and
about
Officer Tao asked you to step onto the curb, and you did that,
correct.
Right? And you would agree that when you first arrived on scene, your own personal, I'm just talking about you personally, your own personal demeanor was much more calm.
Correct.
And as you were there between 8:26 and 8:30, so in about those 4 minutes, you would agree that your own demeanor got louder and more frustrated and upset.
Frustrated, I'm not sure is the word.
Also, they make the point, it makes them look evasive to me. And I think I said this when she testified. And the reason is clearly they're angry. Why can't they just say that they were? Right? It seems dishonest when you're not just admitting what's obvious for anybody to see.
Fair use.
Angry?
More desperate.
You called the officers a bitch, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got quite angry after Mr. Floyd was loaded into the ambulance, and there was no point in trying to reason with them anymore because they had just killed somebody.
So in terms
of... Pensive Cowboy says over on Entropy, killstream.live/entropy, he says, you know that Brad Pog would be going for the taser to execute the crowd when they stepped to.
In terms of the time that you were there, you have no idea what those officers were doing on the side of the car, right?
The officers that I couldn't see from my vantage point, is that what you're asking?
Right.
You don't know what
they were doing.
I couldn't see the two junior officers, except for maybe like their shoulders up.
And so it's fair to say you don't know what they were doing.
Correct.
You don't know what they were talking about.
The two of them, no.
And there was, again, you described a fairly large crowd, 10, 12 people that were all in that general area.
Mm-hmm.
And several people were yelling, right?
Oh, sorry, hit the mic.
Right.
And some people were yelling louder than others, right?
Right.
And a lot of people were saying things like, get off of him, right?
Right.
And a lot of people, you yourself, were saying, I want to know what his pulse is.
Yeah.
Right? And some people were swearing.
Absolutely.
And would you describe other people's demeanors as upset or angry?
I don't know if you've seen anybody be killed, but it's upsetting.
Whoa!
The answer is
yes. I was just going to object, Your Honor.
As argumentative and you can proceed.
I'm going to just ask you to answer my questions as I ask them to you. Okay. You also talked about how when you first approached, you saw the complete and total body weight of all three officers on Mr. Floyd.
I never said all three officers. Their body weight was on him. The two in the back, their full body weight was seeming to be on him, but that's not something that would kill.
All right. But you testified that their body weight,
yes,
my question
their body weight, yes,
was on.
Just answer his questions if you
would.
Okay.
So
she's getting pissed.
Just to be clear, for the record is clear. You testified.
Yes.
Let me finish my question.
Finish your question.
You testified.
No. Shut up, bitch.
That when you first arrived, you observed the weight of all three officers on Mr. Floyd. Yes or no?
Yes.
But again, once you were ushered or commanded or directed, whatever term you want to use, to the curb, you again, as far as the other two officers, you are not watching who had their weight where or when.
I could not see the other two officers. I could see them, and they were not talking much. Okay. I could see their faces.
A lot of people were yelling.
Right.
And again, you were not paying attention to what they were saying.
Just here and there.
So do you remember what the officers were talking about?
Oh, the officers? No, I have no idea. They weren't talking.
All right. You also testified that as you were observing Mr. Chauvin on George Floyd, that you formed the opinion that Mr. Chauvin's hand was in his pocket.
Correct.
And you described him as comfortable.
Correct.
You also testified that you observed what you thought to be fluid coming from Mr. Floyd's body, and you assigned that, or you believed that to be urine.
I considered that it was, and took that as a sign.
Do you recall telling the agents that it was his urine?
I don't recall.
And you said that you testified that your focus became really sort of zoomed in on trying to get the attention.
Close to
the
finale
office,
with
right?
The officer.
Not the attention so much as trying to reason.
What was it we called her? I can't remember what I called her the first time around.
Five. With them and gain access to get medical attention.
And you testified that you believed that the other voices, the voices of other people, interfered with you getting their attention.
I was worried about it. But I know that Tao could hear me talking because he was responding to me directly.
Melissa McCarthy can play her in the film adaptation.
Now, in terms of your the statement that you gave...
Officer Tubbs.
You were interviewed by Agents Lund, Matthew Lund, and Agent James Ryerson. Do you recall those names?
No.
Do you dispute me if I'm telling?
No.
Okay. And would you dispute me if I told you that that interview took place on May 28th of 2020?
No.
And before coming into court, did you have an opportunity to review your statement at all?
I had the opportunity to, but I didn't.
Okay. You never read the transcript of your statement or anything?
I chose not to.
Okay. I just want to just ask you a few questions.
I don't believe you, bitch.
You said that Officer Tao at some point said, if you're really a firefighter, you should know better.
Correct.
Have you been to other scenes where people are trying to interfere with police officers doing their jobs?
No, not really. Not that I can.
Oh, shit. All right, I'm in the e-shop.
You remember telling the agents that you believed that Officer Chauvin had his hands in his pocket?
Vaguely remember saying that.
Do you recall telling the agents that you were pretty certain the fluid was coming from Mr. Floyd's body, and that's what made you think he was dead?
I'm sure I said that. Pretty sure.
Dumb bitch.
Do you recall describing the crowd as a heavy crowd?
No, I don't recall.
Would it refresh your recollection to review the transcript of your statement?
I don't want to.
By the way, this is pivotal witness. If Chauvin gets acquitted or is a hung jury, this will be a pivotal witness.
Dispute me if I told.
Oh wait, what the fuck? Why did it cut back like that? Oh my god. Hold on, I know where we were at though.
And before coming into court, did you have an opportunity to review?
Well,
your
we were close enough. Whatever.
I had the opportunity to, but I didn't.
It's pretty good.
Okay. You never read the transcript of your statement or anything?
I chose not to.
Okay. I just want to just ask you a few questions. You said that Officer Tao at some point said, if you're really a firefighter, you should know better.
Correct.
Have you been to other scenes where people are trying to interfere with police officers doing their jobs?
No, not really. Okay. Not that I can recall.
Do you remember telling the agents that you believed that Officer Chauvin had his hands in his pocket?
Oh, there's an error on lawn. See, that's crazy.
Vaguely remember saying that.
All right, fuck it. GameStop it is.
Do you recall telling the agents that you were pretty certain the fluid was coming from Mr. Floyd's body, and that's what made you think he was dead?
By the way, here's Merciful Max. I remember the day we watched this live. This is seriously, holy shit. This is one of the most epic cross examinations I've ever seen. And watching it live, it was just like a beautiful movie unfolding. Just you could just see her. He was just tearing a layer off here, like peeling the onion. Oh, she's just getting beat down the whole time. Merciful Max, and this was this was the same day, I believe, as the other guy, day two. So this was all on the same day. Nelson hit him up. I'll have to check his tie in a minute, but I think it says day two, so it was the other one. This is all on the same day. Epic freeze frames. Yeah, I have something. There's something about me. I always hit the freeze frames right on the funniest moments. Merciful Max says, Nelson fucked her shit up so bad that she started fucking white guys again. Since this testimony, she's gotten married, bought a ranch with her hubby, and has two beautiful children named Nelson and Derek. Wow, that's a pretty wholesome story.
I'm sure I said that. Pretty sure.
Oh, sick. All right.
Do you recall describing the crowd as a heavy crowd?
No, I don't recall.
Would it refresh your recollection to review the transcript of your statement?
I don't want to.
Oh my God, I forgot about that part. I don't want to. You have to. What do you mean I don't want to? No, read it. You have to read it, bitch. What the fuck are you talking about? I don't want to. I have never heard that ever in court. Would it, you know, it would it help you out if you looked at the notes? No, I don't wanna. No.
Dispute me if I told you.
I don't want to.
Okay. Would you dispute me if I told you you told the agents it was a heavy crowd?
No, I guess not.
You told the agents that, bitch. I can't use my bullshit Nintendo points, though. That's the thing. God damn it.
Do you recall after paramedics took Mr. Floyd and then you had a conversation?
I guess I still could. I'll just get the money card. Yeah, I still could, I guess.
With the firefighters that arrived, how you described the physical appearance of Mr. Floyd?
I don't recall.
You recall telling them that he...
I don't want argument. What's your grounds?
Improper form of cross-examination.
Sustained. You may impeach if you wish.
All right. I know you don't want to look at your transcript, but may I approach the witness?
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Ms. Hansen?
You may show up.
Impeach the witness.
I'm just going to ask you to read the underlined portions in your head.
Yeah.
Does that refresh your recollection of the conversation?
Yeah.
Did you describe Mr. Floyd as a small, slim man?
Overruled.
Yeah, it appeared to, with three grown men on top of somebody, it appeared that he was small and frail.
Okay.
But I know that not to be true,
there's no question.
What?
Somebody appeared that he was... small and frail.
Okay.
She's so mad. Look at her face.
But I know that not to be true,
there's no question.
There's no question.
I was finishing my answer.
What? Whoa!
Please go.
By the way, this is an epic disaster. If I'm Nelson, I'm hitting on this so hard during the close. The judge orders the jury out of the room because he's so pissed. He doesn't want the jury to see what he's about to say, this bitch.
Counsel remain. Witness remain.
Counsel remain. Witness remain. Yeah, George Floyd's small and frail. That's what he's known for. Watch it, bitch.
Be seated. We are outside the hearing of the jury. Ms. Hansen, I'm advising you, do not argue with counsel, and specifically, do not argue with the court.
Are the cameras off?
No, they are not. We are on the record.
Okay.
You will not argue with the court. You will not argue with counsel.
Mm-hmm.
They have the right to ask questions. Your job is to answer them.
I was finishing my answer.
Whoa.
I will determine when your answer is done.
Okay, well...
And so, do not argue with the court. Do not argue with counsel. Answer the questions. Do not volunteer information that is not requested. The attorneys for the state have redirect. They can ask you questions if they think that certain things were left out.
Okay.
It is counsel's prerogative to ask you leading questions and for you to answer those and not volunteer additional information.
Okay.
Are we clear on this?
We're clear. Come
Thank
on.
You. Come back tomorrow at 9:30.
All right.
Come here, Cleo.
Do we have the person with the cell phone? Could we arrange to have that person come down?
There's Cleo, if everybody wanted to
Somebody
see it
from
the
state to have access to that person?
Hello.
If you could have that person come in.
Can you hear a prank? All right, so what are we going to play next in the greatest moments? Let me see if I can pull this in. Oh, what are you up to, Cleo? You can't see her, really, can you? There she goes. Google. All right, what do we need to watch next, though? Okay, so that was epic. Let's see. Officer Mudshark. Let's see. Al Sharpton. I'm looking at the chat. Cleo, yeah, she is pretty. Hey, Cleo, you better look at that camera. Yeah, you can do it like that. She wants to sit up there like that. I'm trying to think. Let's see. Let me put you down because I can't do this. We'll go. All right, now, Fancy Pants with the Radical Rooster. All right, there's the old man. Now, I'm trying to think of what we need next, though. Oh, yes, that's right. That's right. Big Mama. Big Mama. How could I forget? Oh, my goodness. It's been identified as inappropriate. They put a fucking warning on her testimony? Are you serious? Use of force guy charging was funny. That's true, too. Felonious Floyd, perhaps. Yeah. All right. Let me see. Let me make sure I'm caught up here. That was Cleo, though. Okay. It's because Smoke's locked in his room. I have to lock him up for a couple hours when I feed him so they don't fight. So his room is like right across the hall. He's got his own cat tree and stuff. So that's kind of like his spot. So now Cleo's coming in the studio. She used to just come all over the house, but now that, you know, just go all over the place. But now that Smoke's here, he's kind of got the upstairs, like, cordoned off somewhat. So, all right, let's hear from Big Mama. Oh, it's brutal. Nelson was cracking so many heads, dude. All right, let's see. All right. And this, by the way, if you watch the prosecution testimony on her, which we're not going to, a presentation on her, we're not going to do that. But it's just complete, like, softball. She was a spark of life witness. She was one of the spark of life witnesses. So it's just nothing but softballs. But through their own presentation, they opened the door to some of Nelson's presentation, some of Nelson's cross.
Thank you for being with us this morning.
For their direct examination, they opened the door to some things here.
Thank you.
I'm sorry to hear about your struggles with opioid
addiction. Oh, I'm sure you were really sorry that the prosecution went into that, huh? Because if they don't go in, that's another thing. So it's my understanding the Spark of Life witness, they can't really go after those witnesses unless they start talking about certain things.
Thank you for sharing that with the jury. I have some follow-up questions about your experiences with Mr. Floyd. Before I get into that,
going
I want to
just
go through a few things with you. You have been interviewed by law enforcement and prosecutors several times in connection with this case. Is that correct?
Yes.
The first interview that you provided was in May. It was on May 31st of 2020. With an agent from the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension named Nathan Adams, as well as an FBI agent named Christopher Langert, correct?
Yes.
And you have you had an opportunity to review a transcript of that interview, that first interview?
Yes.
All right. You were also, then you had a meeting on December 14th with the prosecution team in preparation for this case, right?
December 14th.
December 14th. Would you dispute me if I told you that?
I believe you.
Okay. Then you also had an interview.
The way he breaks her down is just beautiful.
You, back in June of 2020.
By the way, Fancy Pants, thank you.
With just the FBI agents and some prosecutors from the federal government, right?
Yes.
And then you met again with prosecutors on February 21st of this year, or 25th, excuse me, of this year.
That sounds right.
And then it, finally on March 31st, which I believe was just yesterday, right?
Yes.
And you understand, again, that you, that at least the meetings with law enforcement, they were recorded, transcribed, and you've had opportunities to review both of those transcripts.
Yes. Uh-oh.
And in fact, I think yesterday when you met with prosecutors, you went through the FBI transcript from that meeting back in June.
Yes, I did.
Okay. So, I know that you
and Mr.
Floyd both struggled with opioid addiction.
With the radical rooster.
And I just need to ask some kind of follow-up questions on that. And time frames, all right? So when you first met Mr. Floyd, throughout the, you would agree that throughout the course of your relationship, you and Mr. Floyd both had a struggle with opioid addiction.
Yes.
And there would be periods of time where you would both be using, and there would be periods of time where neither one of you would be using, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And there would be periods of time where one or the other may be using, right? Like, you may have been using
yes.
and he wasn't, or vice versa.
Yes.
All right. And you knew at some point Mr. Floyd had gone through some treatment programs, right?
Yes.
Okay. And I kind of want to just zero in on the time frame from January of 2020 until his death in May. Would that be okay?
Yes.
And I know that this is difficult, and I'm sorry we have to go through this, but so I want to kind of work backwards in a sense.
Okay.
In terms of your statements.
Okay.
Well, let me.
Fashy BBQ with the radical rooster, you, they're pouring in.
You testified that there were periods of time where you would get a prescription for, or Mr. Floyd would get a prescription for opiates legally, meaning through a doctor, right?
Yes.
And you'd go to a doctor, you would get a prescription, and you would use those pills, right?
Yes.
And then there were other times where you would buy other people's prescriptions from them, right?
Yes.
And then there were times when those weren't available, and so you would have to buy different types of pills, right? Unknown sources, so to speak.
Mystery yes. sources.
And
by the way, this is another reason Maurice Hall did not want to testify what they get into here.
Are you familiar with Maurice Hall?
Uh-oh.
Yes.
And was Maurice Hall the person that you and Mr. Floyd bought controlled substances from?
We had.
I'm going to show you a photograph, and just to you, you'll be the only one who can see it at this time. It's been previously marked as a defense exhibit 1006.
Okay.
Can you see that photograph, ma'am?
No.
Just to her.
No.
Oh, sorry, I gotta hit this. Can you see that photograph, ma'am?
Yes.
Is that the person you know to be Maurice Hall?
Yes.
And can you just generally describe what he's wearing?
A red hat, red pants, and a black and white shirt.
Okay. And that is up in the upper right-hand corner. Would you agree that that has the date of May 25th, 2020?
Yes.
And that's the person that both you and Mr. Floyd had previously purchased controlled substances from?
Yes.
Now, in the January and February time frame, were you and Mr. Floyd clean and free from using opioids?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Sure. In the January and February of 2020 time frame, did you and Mr. Floyd, were you clean and sober?
In January and February?
Yes.
We weren't really talking to each other, so I wasn't around him.
Okay, so you kind of were on the break at that point, right? And then you reconnected sometime in March, right?
Yes.
And was there an incident in March that required Mr. Floyd to be hospitalized?
By the way, yes. Floyd was about to go fuck that Shawana bitch. He was like all hugging and kissing her. I guess she probably sucked his dick in the car too. Who knows? Big mama getting fucking cucked.
And that was, can you describe for the jury what that incident was?
Which date are you speaking
of? In March when he was hospitalized.
There was we went to the hospital a couple of times in March.
Okay. He was hospitalized for a more extended period of time in March, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, that's the incident I'm talking
okay.
about. Okay. I understand he went once because he had hurt his hand, like cut his hand on glass or mm-hmm. something. And that was a shorter hospital stay?
Yes.
But then there was an extended hospital stay
mm-hmm.
in
yes.
March. Can you describe for the jury what led up to that hospital stay?
Yes. Floyd... I went to go pick Floyd up from his house that night. I thought I was taking him to work. He wasn't feeling good. His stomach really hurt. He was doubled over in pain. Just wasn't feeling well, and he said he had to go to the hospital. So I took him straight to the hospital. We went to the ER, and... they were checking him out in the ER, and it was getting late, and I had to get home to my son, so I left that Friday night.
You later learned that that was due to an overdose?
Yes.
Object, Your Honor, lack of personal knowledge.
Overruled.
You spent several days with him at the hospital, correct?
Yes.
And did you learn what caused that overdose?
No.
At that time frame, did you learn that Mr. Floyd was taking anything other than opioids?
No.
Okay. You did not know that he had taken heroin at that time?
No.
Oh.
Now, then in March of 2020, you got some pills, right? You remember describing that?
Yes.
And can you describe what those pills were like?
How, like, physically?
Physically.
Awesome pills.
Well, they look different to me than
the Willy Wonka chains.
They seem like they were thicker.
Were they uniform in their size?
They weren't.
Them Wonkas.
Did they have markings on them?
Yes, they did.
Oh, not the Wonkas.
And you and Mr. Floyd both had those pills?
Yes.
And did you consume some of those pills?
I did.
Did they have the same effect on you as they did as your other types of opioids you had taken in the past?
No.
What was the effect this time? And what was different?
Usually, opioid to me is like it's a pain reliever. It's something that is, kind of relaxing, takes your pain away. The pill that time, it seemed like it was a really strong stimulant. I couldn't sleep all night. I felt very jittery.
You felt what?
Very jittery.
Okay. And so these were pills that were not bought from someone who you knew to have a valid prescription for Percocets.
No.
Were these pills purchased from Mr. Hall?
No.
So when were these pills before or after Mr. Floyd was hospitalized for his overdose?
I don't remember.
But you described when you picked him up that night. So you must have reconnected because you had kind of a little bit of a break,
yes.
right? Reconnected When you picked him up that night, he was just in incredible pain, doubled over, right?
Yes.
His stomach hurt very bad.
Yes.
Now, I want to focus our attention on your statement that you gave to the FBI. And again, you've had an opportunity to review that transcript in its entirety, right?
Yes.
And you had an opportunity to answer questions of the that the prosecution had of you regarding that statement as late as of yesterday, right? You and I have never met before, right?
Not that I believe.
And so I've not had an opportunity yet to ask you about some of the information in your statement.
No.
When you met with the FBI, you informed FBI agents that...
Going to object to improper form of cross-examination.
Sidebar.
All right, I'm also having to archive. Man, I have to buy a fucking card for my thing. I just never have on my Switch. I guess I'll do that, but I just archived fucking Animal Crossing. I don't play that anyway, so... I played it for like a month when it came out. That's how I usually do with Animal Crossing. Okay. Oh, it is downloading now. Okay. Monster Hunter is downloading. It looks like it's going to take a while, though, so... Let me skip ahead in this. Come on.
We'll wait for him to formulate the question.
Thank you.
Let me back up a little bit. Did you know Mr. Floyd to spend a lot of time with Mr. Maurice Hall?
I wouldn't say a lot of time, but he spent time with him, yes.
Remember when Maurice Hall said he didn't even know who Floyd was on the footage we were watching the day? He barely even knew the guy. Floyd was giving him a ride or some shit. Remember that?
And
what's up, Father Tom?
Would you agree that was kind of from time to time that he would spend time with him?
Yes.
And you didn't like that, did you?
Excuse me, I didn't like Maurice very much, no.
Would Mr. Floyd be honest with you when he told you that when he was with him?
I'm going to object to
that is sustained. You don't have to answer that one.
Yeah.
You knew Mr. Floyd would purchase narcotics from Mr. Reese or Maurice Hall?
I don't know that. I speculated that.
Do you recall the FBI agents asking you, did Mr. Floyd purchase controlled substances from Mr. Maurice Hall?
Yes.
And do you recall saying yes?
I did say yes, but I did not see it with my own eyes.
At this point.
How long is
it? Okay. Now, the pills purchased in March that you described,
yeah.
Did you know that those were purchased from Mr. Hall? The pills that you described in March of 2020.
No, I didn't know.
But those are the pills that kept you up, you said, all night, right?
Yes.
Did those pills continue to be around from March through May?
I don't know.
Do you recall the FBI asking whether you were getting those same pills from the same source from March to May?
She shook up.
I don't recall that question.
Would it refresh your recollection to review a transcript?
I think so.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
also look through some of the greatest moments here.
4, 5, 1.
Might have one more after this.
Page 12.
Now, these are not all the greatest moments, mind you. Oh, the banana dance.
From the beginning?
No, just from about here down.
Oh, okay.
It's true, we did miss the banana dance.
Honestly, I was in such shock then. I don't even know what I mean by some of the things I said.
There was no question. I'm going to ask that that be stricken.
Did ask a question about that statement before approaching.
Counsel, sidebar.
This is, oh my goodness.
Opportunity to review. Portion of the transcript, right?
Yes.
Would you agree with me that the FBI agents asked you from March to May if you continued to purchase those pills from the same source? Did they ask you that question?
They did.
And you responded once in a while when we were desperate. Agreed?
That's what it says, yes. I don't recall saying
that. I'm going to object as non-responsive.
Okay.
Overruled? No. You don't have that.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Overruled. The answer will stand.
And Mr. Floyd's overdose, that was at the beginning of March of 2020. He was hospitalized March 6th, agreed?
Yes.
Of 2020? And he was in the hospital for 10 or 11 days, something like that?
No, 5.
5 days? And when you took him to the hospital, did you notice foam coming from his mouth?
I noticed like some kind of like, you know, foam building in the corners of his mouth, kind of
like
dry.
A dry mm-hmm. white substance?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, sorry.
Pardon?
No problem, we'll just walk through.
No, you were asked a couple of questions in terms of whether that overdose was caused by heroin.
I said, where's the Mario Sunshine? I'll probably play a little Pac-Man. I downloaded Monster Hunter, but I don't know if it's going to be done. And I won't be able to get into it that much because I'm going to go visit my mom here in a little while. So I might play a little Pac-Man after we get through her thing here.
Recall that?
Yes.
And you said you didn't know?
I didn't.
Do you remember telling the FBI that the overdose was from heroin?
I was speculating.
Do you recall telling the FBI where
what?
Or whom the source of that heroin was?
Wow. Once again, yes, I do remember that, but I was speculating.
And was that Mr. Hall?
No.
Was that Shawanda Hill?
Yes.
Shawanda Hill, heroin. I remember Shawanda testified later. You know, I forgot he had said this about Shawanda Hill. So remember she mentioned him nodding off in the car? Nodding off like that is, I've never done heroin, to be clear. Never would take anything intravenously. I've done a lot of things, explored, been out of all sorts. I made a promise to myself never to inject anything. And I just don't. Ugh, it just makes me cringe. And then even just doing heroin, whether you inject it or not. But remember she mentioned him nodding off in the car? That nod and that lean is like a heroin thing. Yeah, heroin can be snorted, yeah. Pattern, you didn't miss callers. I just didn't take any.
Did you know Mr. Floyd to purchase drugs from Miss Hill as well?
No.
Do you recall being asked whether he purchased drugs from Ms. Hill previously?
I don't remember that, no.
May I approach the witness? Would it refresh your recollection to review a copy of your transcript?
Yes.
May I approach?
I will
approach?
So just to refresh your memory, there won't be a question before you at this time.
Okay. So, she's just going to go ahead. I remember. She goes through
it. A question before you that you need to answer.
Ms. Ross, does that refresh your recollection?
Yes, but none of that said he was buying drugs from her.
No, wait a minute.
You were asked, do you know who the woman was that he would have gotten that from? And your response was Shawanda Hill,
yes.
Right?
I was speculating at the time. I did not know that.
Understood. And you were asked, you said he liked getting drugs from her, and you said, mm-hmm, correct?
Wow. He liked getting drugs. I didn't even catch this last time. I didn't realize that was the same person. He liked getting drugs from her. So this is like a heroin. They did heroin together, him and this other bitch. He was nodding out in the vehicle.
That's what you said.
It says that in the transcript, yes.
Now.
She was snitching, by the way, yeah.
Those same pills, you ultimately got some of those same pills from March or similar pills in May of 2020, correct?
We got pills in May that reminded me of the same feeling. I don't know if they were the same pills. I don't know where they came from.
Okay. So you had a second experience with those pills, right? Or a similar feeling to those pills?
I had a similar experience, yes.
Right. And that was approximately a week before Mr. Floyd's passing?
Yes.
And by similar experience, do you recall telling the FBI that when you had that, you felt like you were going to die?
I don't remember saying that, but I did see it in the transcript. Okay.
And is that how you felt, like you were going to die?
I don't remember feeling that way, no. I didn't recall even saying that.
Gotcha. You and Floyd, Mr. Floyd, excuse me, I'm assuming, like most couples, had pet names for each other.
Yes.
And what was his name for you? I mean.
Oh, look at her face! Look at her face. Oh, no. Now, this was definitely one of the biggest moments watching live. I will never forget watching this live. And just absolutely. Oh, man. This came out of nowhere, too. We had no clue this was coming. Maybe the prosecution did. I don't know. I had no clue this was coming. Look at her fucking face. Talk about the freeze frame on point. Oh. Let's hear it again.
And what was
Wait. Look how she was smiling before. Hold on. Look, her face goes from that. Oh, my God! What? No. The true face is revealed. Oh my goodness. Holy shit. That is amazing. Look at this. Loving life, just living, just enjoying her journey, and then all of a sudden, oh my God. Oh no. Scuffed Harley just got. Oh man.
Most couples had pet names for each other.
Yes.
And what was his name for you?
Oh!
I mean, what were you saying?
Oh, dude, it's even more beautiful watching it now. Where she goes, yes, baby, of course we had pet names. Of course they did. Wait, what was when she realizes, like, her brain, her lizard brain finally clicks into what he's about to do? And then, oh, God. This will never, look, that's even better. That one's even better. Look, that's the full smile. That's where it goes from that to the, uh-oh. I think I can just do that for the next hour. Holy shit. Oh my goodness. Oh no.
What was his name for you? I mean, what were you saved? Let me strike that. What were you saved in his phone as?
Oh, no.
Mama.
Oh. 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 She knows that one hurt. That one hurt the case.
Now, approximately a week prior to Mr. Floyd's death, you and Mr. Floyd again purchased pills from Mr. Reed's.
This is all, so this is day four. The other were day two. Nelson was just wrecking them. Oh my God, that first week. Holy shit.
Paul, correct?
I believe so. I'm not sure.
That hit hard. Yeah, it did. She couldn't lie because, I mean, they have the proof, right?
Do you recall telling the FBI that you bought pills from Mr. Hall 1 week prior to Mr. Floyd's death?
Yes, but I wasn't there. I wasn't there. I didn't see anything happen.
Yesterday, when you met with prosecutors, did you tell them that you were in the car at a hotel?
Yes.
When those pills were purchased?
Yes.
And that you were on the phone with Mr. Floyd at that time?
Yes.
And you heard a voice in the background?
Yes.
And that was a voice you recognized to be from Mr. Hall?
I thought so, yeah.
And so between Mr. Floyd's hospitalization through March and the quarantining and all of that, March and April, Mr. Floyd had been clean during that time frame?
Pardon me?
I'm sorry, if you need
no,
a minute.
No, it's okay.
I'm sorry. I want to just, again, time frame becomes important.
Yes.
After Mr. Floyd was hospitalized in March,
mm-hmm.
You were quarantining together, spending a lot of time together in March, April,
yes.
And May, correct?
Yes.
And for the majority of that time, Mr. Floyd was clean, right?
Yes.
And it was your belief that Mr. Floyd started using again about 2 weeks prior to his death, correct?
I noticed a change in his behavior, yes.
That's when you noticed the changes in his behavior. And you described some of those changes in his behavior in that time frame, right?
Yes.
Do you recall telling the FBI that there would be times that he would just be up and bouncing around, and then there would be times that he would be, like, unintelligible?
I don't recall that, but...
Would you disagree if I said that in the transcript? That's
no, I wouldn't disagree with that.
Completely defeated.
Were you aware that Mr. Floyd was with Mr. Hall on May 25th of 2020?
Only in the aftermath.
I have no further questions, Your Honor.
All right, no further questions. Let's see. This was also a key moment. I wonder if they have both of them in here.
Did you ever hear Mr. Floyd say, I ate too many drugs?
No.
And I'm going to ask you, sir, to listen to Mr. Floyd's
This voice. Is Ryerson, James Ryerson, senior agent. I guess he works in Minnesota somehow. Bureau of Criminal Apprehension. This was another insane moment out of nowhere that absolutely nobody saw coming.
Did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
Did it appear that Mr. Floyd said, I ate too many drugs?
Yes, it did.
Yes, it did. Now, watch this.
To put context in the short video that was shown as Exhibit 107, Agent Ryerson, while we were on a break, did you have an opportunity to...
I'm
going to
hook up the Black Magic so I can play Pac-Man.
Exhibit 127, which is... the composite with King's body-worn camera, correct?
Yes.
During that same time period?
Yes.
And prior to the short clip of Lane's body camera that you were shown as Exhibit 1007, is there a discussion about drug use by the officers and attempting to speak to Mr. Floyd?
Yes.
And hearing that section of the audio, did that help you to understand what Mr. Floyd might have been saying that you were asked about by counsel?
Yes.
And, Your Honor, then we would ask to play 127, Exhibit 127, which is queued up to 2020-30 through 2021-01, where that phrase appears that Mr. Ryerson, Agent Ryerson, was asked about.
Get up on the sidewalk, please. One side of the other, please.
My face getting up bad.
Okay, so we get his legs up.
Oh, that's all right.
Nope, just leave him. Just leave him. Just leave him. Yep, just leave him.
All right.
Yeah, indeed.
The park's still sitting on the car.
Look at my face, man.
I swear to God.
So the record should reflect that we've played through 2021-10 with the quote that you were asked about appearing really at 2021-01, correct?
Yes.
Having heard it in context, are you able to tell what Mr. Floyd is saying there?
Yes, I believe Mr. Floyd was saying, I ain't do no drugs.
So what? It's a little different than what you were asked about when you only saw a portion of the video, correct?
Yes, sir.
I don't see how that makes any sense at all, but I didn't hear any extra context. I don't even know what that means. Did they just go and try to cook that up whenever they had a break? Because I don't understand that at all. Like, is this what the... Okay, just go ahead and say this. You fucked up, basically. Don't say anything else. Let's see. Shawanda. Yeah, we'll probably have to hear from her. Shawanda Hill. Let's see. Is that all of it, though? Let's see.
So, tell us about...
No, I don't want to hear you fuckers. Just give me the straight dope. I like George Floyd. I want the straight dope. All right, let's see. All right, pull this up. Get at least one more segment. I'll play a little Pac-Man, then I'll go. Okay. Again, these are not all the greatest hits from the trial, but we did cover a number of them. The closing arguments are going to be on Monday. You better be here. I know a lot of people, there was no court today. This is just a recap show. But on Monday, it's not. It's going to be live with closing arguments. If I said opening arguments, I don't know what I said there. Closing arguments, if I did say the wrong thing, on Monday, we'll be here through the duration. Then the jury will have the case.
You can raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm under penalty?
Pack dots of Percocets.
But the testimony you're about to give will be the truth and nothing
Perk
but the
man.
Truth.
Yes.
All right. Have a seat, please. And before we begin, we're going to have you state your full name, spelling each of your names.
Shawanda, S-H-A-W-A-N-D-A, Renee, R-E-N-E-E, Hill, H-I-L-L.
Mr. Nelson?
Good morning, Ms. Hill.
Hi.
Thank you for being here with us today. I just have a few questions about May 25th of 2020. Do you recall that date?
Yes.
On that date, were you at the Cup Foods located in Minneapolis?
Yes. Yes.
Did you run into anybody that you knew while you were there?
Yes, George Floyd.
And while you were at the Cup Foods or in the Cup Foods, did you have an opportunity to observe Mr. Floyd's behavior, demeanor, things of that nature?
Yes.
How would you describe Mr. Floyd's behavior while inside of the Cup Foods?
Happy, normal, talking. Alert.
Okay. Did he offer to give you a ride?
Yes.
A ride to wherever it was
my
you were
house.
Going? And so did you go to his car with him?
Yes.
Once you got into the car, did you observe any changes to his demeanor?
When we were in the car for the first, 8 minutes, we were talking and, you know what I'm saying, hugging, you know what I'm saying, talking about what we were about to do. And then I got a phone call. And so I was on the phone for the rest of the time until the little boys came to the truck, to the car. He fell asleep at that time.
So at some point during the course of the time that you were in the car with Mr. Floyd, Mr. Floyd suddenly fell asleep,
yes.
Right? And the phone call you received, was that from your daughter?
Yes.
And so you were talking with your daughter during that time?
Yes.
And you described, would you agree that at some point, some, you said some little boys, are those employees of the store?
Yes.
That's okay. The store employees came and approached the car, correct?
Yes.
And at that point, Mr. Floyd suddenly fell asleep?
He was already asleep.
He was already sleeping?
Yes, when they came to the car. And when they came there, I tried to wake him up. They tried to wake him up. I tried to wake him up over and over. And his friend tried to wake him up. And he woke up. Then he'll say something. He made a little gesture, you know, and nodded back off.
Okay. Dope feet nod.
Was that, yeah, that a couple times.
Was that a kind of a sudden change from how you observed him in the store to the car?
Yes, but he already told me in the store he was tired because he had been working.
I'm gonna object. There is an objection.
Hold on. Objection, grounds?
Meeting, yes, the answer is stricken.
Overruled.
Making faces and shit.
And so at some point, did the store clerks leave the side of the car?
Yes, I told them that I would wake them up and send them in there because I didn't have the money on me. I used my money, so.
Okay. And did you continue to try to rouse Mr. Floyd?
Wait until you finish the question so that we don't overlap, okay? Because the court report is taking everything down. It's really hard.
The overlap.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Thanks.
Thank you. So did you continue to try to awaken Mr. Floyd?
Yes, I tried a couple times, but then, you know, I just let it go for a minute because I was back on the phone and...
All right.
Then I hear the rest of it.
And did the store clerks come back to the car a second time?
No.
Yeah, she does have gloves on.
And were you, at some point, the police officers approached the car?
Yes.
And Mr. Floyd was aroused by the police?
Yes.
I have no further questions, Your Honor.
Mr. Frank.
By the way, is this where she, I think she gets into it with the prosecutor, too. Yeah, I believe so.
Good morning, Ms. Hill. I just have a couple of follow-up questions for you, okay?
Yes.
If I recall correctly.
So during the period that you were with Mr. Floyd in the store, he was, you said he was alert?
Yes.
Friendly?
Yes.
Talkative?
Happy talking, yes.
And
hugging.
And when you went out to the store, he walked by himself out to the store?
Yes.
In fact, did a little dance as he went out to the car?
Yes.
We just have to make sure that you wait till the question's done so we aren't talking over each other, okay?
Oh, my God.
I know it's a hard habit to break, but we just have to be careful with that, okay?
Kind of like heroin.
And when you got back to the car, at some point he nodded off.
Yes.
But you were able to wake him, correct?
Yes.
And talk to him?
Yes. But he wasn't that coherent at the time.
He was just awakening?
Yes.
And nodded off again?
Yes.
And at some point, the police officers walked up, correct?
No, this is defense witness.
Yes?
Yes.
And then he... well, you woke him up when the police officers walked up, correct?
Yes.
And so then he was awake.
Yes, you just want me to say yes or no? Explain what you want me to do.
Well, explain.
I want to explain. Okay, thank you. So he, when I tried to wake him up, he woke up the second time. I said, Floyd, the police is here. It's about the $20 bill wasn't real. I kept saying, baby, get up. The police was out. So he looked, and we looked to the right, and he had the police. He tapped on the window with a flashlight. And I'm like, Floyd. And so he turned back around again. He's like, what? And I was like, baby, that's the police. Open the door, roll down the window, whatever he told him to do. So he looked back, and he when he seen the man had the gun at the window when we looked back to him. So he instantly grabbed the wheel. And he was like, please, please don't kill me. Please, please don't shoot me. Don't shoot me. What did I do? Just tell me what I did. Please don't kill me. Please don't shoot me. And I'm like, Floyd, baby, it's not. You said explain. I'm trying to explain what state he was in, sir.
I did. And I have to ask some questions.
Sorry to cut you off. But I want to go back and just cover one thing quick. Where were you sitting in the vehicle?
In the back right passenger seat.
Okay. And so when officers
Joanna, came... Joanna, man, over here, like Max said.
Were there two officers that came to the vehicle?
Yes.
So one came to the passenger side and one to the driver's side?
Yes.
So initially you saw one officer to your right on the passenger side, correct?
No, I was up like in, you know, I'm trying to wake him up, so I'm in the middle, like at the time, you know, when the police were there. That's how I was able to see him too, just we both looked at the same time.
Yeah. And when he was, during this time period, mm-hmm. coming out from Cup Foods and being in the vehicle, mm-hmm. did he complain of shortness of breath at all?
No.
Did he complain of chest pains at all?
No.
And other than being sleepy or nodding off a little bit, did he seem abnormal to you in any way?
Not at all.
And did he seem startled?
Launch the transvestigation, somebody said on YouTube.
Very.
Dr. Drool.
I have nothing further. Very good.
Got a little bit more from Mr. Nelson. Forgot about that.
Thank you. While you were in the car, or prior to getting in the car, Mr. Floyd appeared to you to be normal, correct?
Yes.
When he got in the car, he fell asleep, correct?
We talked for a while, then he fell asleep.
And then ultimately, you had to make several efforts to try to wake him up.
Yes.
I'm looking for it.
Dude was fucked up, basically, is what Nelson's getting at. All right, so those are some of the greatest hits. Already been streaming for 2.5 hours, so we went over a lot of stuff. I will say this. Let me go here. I'm going to play Pac-Man for a minute, though. Where's that video capture at, huh? Oh, no. No. Okay, you know what? I know it works because it was working in the other tab. Let's see. It's not Mario Tom, though. Why is it not? I don't see it over here, though. Oh, wrong scene. I swear to God, it was just working here. It does work here, see? Why does it not work on the other screen? That's kind of weird. I want to just copy that. That's the getaway. Okay. Works that. Alright. It works though. Alright. If you guys want to add me on Switch, hold on. I'll put my code up there. Get your Switches ready. Is that the friends list? There's my there's my Switch code right there. If you want to add me on Switch, I'm just going to play Pac-Man for a few minutes. And then I'm going to go see my mom. I hope you guys enjoyed the little recap show that we did. We'll be back on Monday. There'll be live court. I just wanted to go through some of the classic highlights and to go ahead and finish out the week and have the show today like I did the rest of the week. I thought about just taking the day off. I mentioned that, but I said we'd probably come here and do a little recap, so... I just thought it made sense, you know. I already put in almost the whole week, so going to Virginia Beach tomorrow. I think we're gonna do the bikini stream on Sunday morning. Looks like. So be on the lookout for that. That might be a little extra added bonus. Alright. Let's see. There's the Switch code though, if you wanna add. If not, whatever. Alright, no. Oh, sorry. Also, I need to make this where I can watch it over here. Project. Full screen projector. There we go. All right. Sorry, I'm hitting the mic like a retard. I only played this yesterday. Friend request received. I'll hit those right after we get off. Okay. Pac-Man 99? He turned out a little bit, though. I'm gonna do that. I think I know how to. Let's do it here. On the Atom Mini control panel. Okay. Has anybody played this? I don't know. I guess this just came out, maybe. I don't know. I just saw it. I just happened to see it on the shop. I don't know if it just came. Yeah, it did just come out. Okay. Oh, shit. I was looking up some shit. Fuck. Almost got caught up here. Almost. Itch. God damn it. Okay, I'm pissed. That was fucked. That was like the worst I did since the very first one yesterday. I think it might just take me a minute. Yeah, I got fucked over there in the corner. Nah, it starts getting a little... I don't know. So one of the things is there's something you can do with the right stick. I don't really know what it does. I guess it just changes your style or something. I don't really know. I'll show you in a sec. I should be playing Donkey Kong, yeah. Oh my god. I actually have Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze. I have to reinstall it though. I'm gonna have to buy a card for my thing. See, I'm gonna check. See, you can change the like knockout. I guess this is like. Oh shit, I forgot you can't use the stick. See, it made him faster when I hit A over there. That was sick. I'm just gonna take all these. All these Dutch, bitch. Bitch. Give me that. Get them all. Yes. Fuck. Oh! Bitch. Come here. No. No, you don't. Fuck. Ah! I got caught up there. Ah, fuck. You know what? I did that yesterday where I get it in my head for some reason. I'll eat the fruit and then I'll think, did I have Pac-Man, like, ability, even though I don't. it just restarts the, you know, just gives you more mega dots to eat or whatever the fuck those are called. Yeah, you know, they have a Tetris 99. But I was never that good at Tetris, so I never played it. But I should play it. Looks fun. I've seen Worski play it. Yeah, somebody mentioned that. Cartman says, Floyd didn't say he ate too many drugs. Listen closely, and you can hear him say, subscribe to Ethan Ralph at patreon.com/TheRalphRetort. Clear as day, he says. You know, I didn't notice that, but I think you might be right. On first listen, I didn't notice that. Let's put it away. Yeah, that definitely makes him faster. Oh, shit. Ah! Those little ghost Pac-Mans on the screen or the transparent ones slow you down. Not these, but the ones that pop up randomly. I don't even know what they're called. You bitch. Those little things right there that just rolled past. I'm about to swallow all you motherfuckers. Fuck, I messed up. God, see, those things slow you down like a motherfucker at this point. Yes. Fuck. We go. Oh, what is that? Oh, I didn't even know that was an enemy. Holy fuck. God damn it. I didn't know what the, I didn't know that was something I couldn't roll past for some reason. That was my best game though. I got to 17 yesterday. Yeah, see, I wasn't even... I just ran right into it. All right, let's do another one. Let's go. I actually love Pac-Man. Pac-Man's fun as fuck. My mom used to have a game called 3D Pac-Man, and it was an MS-DOS game. I accidentally deleted it when I was a kid. We could never get another copy, but it was fun as fuck, too. I don't even think it was official Pac-Man, but man, that fucking shit was fun. I don't know if anybody knows that game, but when I was a kid, I would love to play, or play that shit all the time. We'll definitely be doing some Monster Hunter, by the way. So if you guys want to add me and play that on air. Fuck, why can't I need a joystick for this, though. You can't use it for. I naturally want to use the stick, but you can only use the directional pad. Maybe you can go in the settings and change that. I don't know. Making this huge, watch this. Oh shit. Woo! Session. Shit. Oh shit, I almost ran into one of those again. Fuck! God damn it! Fuck! I got the 12, though. I'm actually pretty good at Pac-Man.
Oh, fuck. I'm not getting that porn coffee myself, though.
Yeah, I was getting close. I might should quit on that. That's probably gonna be my best. Oh, 13th. Okay. Okay. That's not too bad, though. I'll do one more because it's fun. Then we'll do Monster Hunter next time. Come on, start this bitch up. Alright, let's see what we can do here. Yeah, I really need a joystick, though. I'll be rocking the shit with a joystick. Holy fuck. Do they even make a joystick that you can play with the Switch? I mean, I'm sure they do. Fuck. This is a bad mistake. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I got caught up there. God damn it. Oh! You didn't get me, bitch! Oh, I'm fucking you up now. I got pinned in. God damn it. I just made the wrong move there. 24th. That's still pretty good. That's still a pretty solid showing, though. I'm not too upset with that. Alright. Next time we'll do Monster Hunter, though. Probably do some of that over the weekend. We'll see. Maybe on Sunday. Maybe we'll do something on Sunday. I gotta record the bonus episode Sunday afternoon with Rand. I'm going to Virginia Beach tomorrow, Sunday morning. See, Sunday morning we're going to do the IRL stream, so I don't know. We'll see. But, man, I do enjoy this Pac-Man game. I'm going to play it some offline, too, as well. All right, let's see. I think that's it, though. Let me switch back to the... Oh, wrong one. To the court retort here. Let me kill that as well. I think that's it, guys. I'm going to go ahead and sign off, go see my mom. I'll have this up later on, the full edition. I hope you guys enjoy that. If you missed the earlier part, I'm looking here. I think I caught up on everybody's contributions and everything else. A lot of big support today, as always. Much appreciated. I'll see you tonight on the Kill Stream. Mark Collett is going to be here. Let me hit that fucking music. Goodbye.
I'm fucking pushing ass fucking bum.
love you.